with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Moms to be and weight gain.
I would certainly encourage a reconsideration of the guidelines.
A tsunami batters the Solomon Islands.
So many children are missing.
Charges in a North Carolina cop killing.
Everybody's in an emotional state of shock.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, how much weight gain during pregnancy is good for moms and their babies? A new report should spark renewed debate. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King.
If you're pregnant, your weight gain could endanger your child.
We found that the women who gained more weight during pregnancy had children who are at higher risk of being overweight at age 3.
4 times as likely, says Harvard's Dr. Emily Okun, who led the study. The recommended weight gain for most women is 25 to 35 pounds, but Okun says less might be better for both child and mother. She says now that they know what happens, they have to find out why. Reporting live, Peter King, CBS News.
For people still not convinced losing weight is a healthy idea, here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
One more reason to slim down. A review of studies covering more than 300,000 patients finds there's a 50% increase in asthma in overweight and obese people.
The work of breathing is harder when your chest is encased. In the instance of an obese person, a lot of fat.
Even so, Dr. Len Horowitz at New York's Lenox Hill Hospital is skeptical about the claim in this paper that significant weight changes in America could eliminate 250,000 new asthma cases each year.
It's hard to believe that just losing the weight would make it go away.
This review in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A British medical team may have scored a real breakthrough in stem cells. The researchers say for the first time they've been able to grow a human heart valve from the cells. Animal trials are set for later this year. If they're successful, within a few years, stem cells could be producing heart valves for hundreds of thousands of people who need them. Researchers say they've taken an important step in the early detection of prostate cancer, identifying several genetic changes that increase the risk of the disease, especially for African Americans. Dr. Gerald Hoke is chief of urology with Harlem Hospital Center.
I think we're going to get to the point where we're going to be able to identify who's at the most risk and therefore should be aggressively screened.
But the toll is expected to rise in the Solomon Islands, where at least 13 people are dead after a tsunami swept over the South Pacific nation. The waves were triggered by a massive undersea earthquake, says Julian Macquarie with the Solomon Islands National Disaster Council.
There was no prior warning to the communities affected because this was early in the morning when some probably people were still sleeping.
And the damage is reported as widespread. Danny Kennedy lives on the island of Gizo.
Everything in our house is completely trashed. I don't think there's anything that's working or in order.
No signs the standoff between London and Tehran over the capture of 15 British sailors and Marines is going away. Iran's broadcast new footage of the group, claiming all have admitted they were in Iranian waters. One of them, Lieutenant Felix Carmen.
Yes, I'd like to say to the Iranian people, I can understand why you are so angry about our intrusion into your waters.
But this morning, Iran says it will air no more videos, citing unspecified positive changes by Britain. The presidential campaign war chests have never been fatter so early in the season. And for the first quarter of the year, Democratic contender Hillary Rodham Clinton has got the lead, raising $26 million in new contributions and kicking in another $10 million from her Senate campaign stash. CBS News political director Molly Levinson.
This is more than President Bush raised in 2003-2004 in the first quarter when he was running. This is more than all of the Democrats put together raised in the first quarter of the primary for the 2004 election.
It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Colorado Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo has been flirting with a presidential bid for more than a year now. Today, he's officially expected to announce he's going for it. He'll make the announcement in Iowa, where political caucuses start the presidential nominating season early next year. Tancredo, of course, a leading supporter of securing the border with Mexico and cracking down on illegal immigrants. He concedes he's a long shot, but he hopes to rattle the cage of Arizona Senator John McCain's campaign by appealing to conservatives on immigration, abortion, and other issues. Picking up the pieces of their lives, literally, the town of Holly continues the cleanup following Wednesday night's devastating tornado. Gary Renville of Metro Volunteer says right now it's neighbor helping neighbor.
Lots of cleanup going on. Folks have really been kind of rolling up their sleeves and pitching in right after the tornado came through. So they've been at it since early on Thursday morning.
If you'd like to help, contact the Red Cross. Ask for information on the Holly tornado rescue effort. And the insider trading trial of former Quest boss Joe Nascio enters its third week today with testimony from a one-time Quest president. Afshin Mohebi expected to tell jurors he was concerned over financial revenue targets that Nascio set in early 2001. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Well, not a lot to be concerned with as we kick off another week. No wrecks or issues for our highways. We still have 14th shut down between Spear and Delaware. Looks like that project's going to be with us for at least another month or so. CDOT also has closed the eastbound bore of the Hanging Lakes Tunnel in Glenwood Canyon. They're going to be doing some repairs there. It'll be going on around the clock, and you can expect that traffic split on the westbound side to bog you down a bit. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy. Windy in the afternoon with a high of 67.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Opening day tickets around here like crazy on Friday. But, unfortunately, I can't go to opening day because I got something else I have to do today. So I can't do it.
What are you doing today?
I got to go with Mary to attend to some family stuff. I have to do some business, or as they used to say when I was a country music disc jockey, we have to go do some business.
Business.
Business. So, I can't go. I can't go to opening day.
Well, I have tickets.
Are you going?
I do have tickets and a parking pass, but I don't think I'm going to make it either. You know, I'm carless now, so I'm on the car hunt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, if there's anybody up this morning, I'll bring it up later in the morning, too, but if there's anybody up this morning, and you have a Volkswagen bus for sale, now, we're talking like, what are we talking here, a 95?
Well, we're talking a little newer, you know, something between
96?
87 and 1995 is probably what I'm looking for.
Okay, 87 to 1995.
Man, there's none of them out there. There's like one dealer in town, and he has like every single bus that's in the Denver area. And a little out of my price range, but
does he have any from the 50s?
Yeah, I'm looking for a Euro van or a Vanagon, and I've always wanted one. And I sold my Jeep Cherokee that I bought at Rockies on Friday, and the new buyer loved it. And now I'm kind of having remorse. I miss my old car, man. It was a rough weekend for me, Jay. I mean, I'm really, like, really depressed about selling my car and being carless. It sucks.
Yeah, not having a vehicle is a pain. Do they have any buses from the 60s or the 50s there at this dealership?
No, they were mostly, you know, the newer ones, most of the newer Euro vans and Vanagons.
All right, so if anybody knows, if you know of anybody who's got one for sale within that year, in those year spans, please email us. Go to am760.net, or you can call at 303-713-7600. This reminds me of my first job in radio when we had the Tradio show on, brought to you by the Border Credit Union at Laughlin Air Force Base, where we accept no cars, no houses, no firearms. Was that it? Oh, and once I cracked on the air, no human beings, and got in trouble for that, too. But that's what it reminds me of.
Well, it's, you know, and it's weird that I have. Is there such thing as seller's remorse, Jay?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I really have a bad case of that going on.
Yeah, I've sold things in the past, and then you wonder later why you turned around and why you did it.
Oh, as soon as they drove away with the car, I was like, oh, man, I want my car back. And, you know, so all weekend I was depressed. I ain't got a car. You know, I got three kids, so it's like we now our schedules all have to kind of arrange on me getting my wife's car when I need to do my stuff and getting the kids where they need to be. So, man, I got to find something soon.
You'll get a car. We'll get you one. We'll get you one. And if you can't get a van, if you can't get a
van. If I can't get a van, I'm going to go back to a Jeep Cherokee, I think.
Yeah, that's what we need to do is put that out over the air. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Sean, do we get it out?
Wait, no, yes, you dumped it.
Now, why don't you just go ahead and read your personal license plate on the air, too, and maybe you'd like to give a folks your home address.
My bad.
So it's gone. So
it's gone into the ether. You don't need to talk about it anymore.
So they can drop in. We'll be getting John's home address out later, so you can drop in and say hello. His house is open for dinner tonight. Stacy is a marvelous cook, and we want you to come on by. Okay.
To finish up, but yeah, I mean, if I can't find a Eurovan, if anybody else out there knows of a nice, you know, Jeep Cherokee, something newer than like a 98, 99, 2000, 2001, something like that.
All right, Friday, Friday we talked about Iran. I believe it was Friday morning. It might have been Thursday morning that we talked about it. And about, I asked the question, well, what would you do if you were Tony Blair? What exactly would you do? Well, that whole situation has gotten worse, not better. And MSNBC ran a breaking news bulletin on Saturday, I believe it was, that they ran it. And the way they worded it, you start to think to yourself, this administration is going to get involved in this. This administration is going to step in the middle of this, and here we go. Well, let me point a couple of things out to you. First of all, here's the Washington Post story about Bush and the Iran situation with the sailors. President Bush said on Saturday that Iran's detention of 15 British sailors was inexcusable and that Tehran must release them immediately. The British hostage issue is serious because the Iranians took these people out of Iraqi water. It's inexcusable behavior. I strongly support the Blair government's attempts to resolve this peacefully, he said, referring to British Prime Minister Tony Blair. At a news conference at the Camp David presidential retreat with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Bush was pressed on whether he would consider swapping Iranians held in Iraq for the British sailors. He rejected the idea. I support the Prime Minister when he made it clear that there was going to be no quid pro quos. The Iranians must give back the hostages they're innocent, Bush said. Well, MSNBC runs the part about George W. Bush says that Iran must give back the hostages. And I thought, uh-oh, here we go. Here we go. We're headed for a conflict with Iran. We're going to get in the middle of this and get into this whole thing. And how in the world are we going to manage this? How in the world are we going to do this? How are we going to get it done? And I sent an email to several friends, and I said, wouldn't it be better if we kept our mouths shut, if George W. Bush kept his mouth shut, because saying that the British must release the hostages immediately, that the Iranians must, I'm sorry, the British must, excuse me, the Iranians must give up, must give back the hostages, must give back the hostages. Why inject this saber rattling into the debate between the British and the Iranians? I mean, we could easily pick the phone up. We could easily call the British and say, hey, we back you. We understand what's going on. But to publicly get out there and ratchet up the rhetoric. Now, you have to take what I'm following of what I'm going to tell you with a grain of salt. And you have to take it with a grain of salt because it comes from Russia. And I'm not sure that the Russian media is the most reliable in the world. But this is in the Jerusalem Post, and I believe it's in the Jerusalem Post this morning. Am I right about that, John? Yep, it's in the Jerusalem Post this morning. Listen to this. The United States will be ready to launch a missile attack on Iran's nuclear facilities as soon as early this month, perhaps from 4 a.m. until 4 p.m. on April 6th, according to reports in the Russian media on Saturday. According to Russian intelligence sources, the report said the U.S. has devised a plan to attack several targets in Iran, and an assault could be carried out by launching missiles from fighter jets and warships stationed in the Persian Gulf. The Russian news agency RIA quoted a security official as saying, Russian intelligence has information that the U.S. armed forces stationed in the Persian Gulf have nearly completed preparations for a missile strike against Iranian territory. Now, the Russian Defense Ministry rejects the claims of an imminent attack as myths, and there is no immediate response from Washington. The reports come as the Iranian chief of staff was quoted on Saturday by Iran's Fars news agency, warning leaders of Arab countries that Israel plans to open a suicidal attack on its neighbors this summer to prevent the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq and the area. Anybody got any reaction to this? I think there's two questions here. One, do you think it would have been wiser? Do you think it would have been smarter for George W. Bush not to have said anything? That's number one. And to keep us out of it. And number two, military action towards Iran. We've talked about this time and time again. Do you believe that there will be imminent military action against Iran on April the 6th? Do you believe the Russian news agency? Do you think they're telling the truth? And do you think that, because we've learned, when George W. Bush says, well, we hope things are resolved peacefully, don't most of us think that's just words? Because he's used those words before, and then he used them towards Iraq, and look what happened. All right, I'm interested in anybody's take on this. And once again, there's no right or wrong. There's only your opinion, and I don't really care where you stand politically. And if any of you out there think it's a good idea that we do this, that we get involved in this situation between the British and the Iranians, boy, I'd really like to know your reasoning. 303-713-7600, as we sit here and...
Hello, America. It's time to play Take on Orbitz, the travel game where you could save $100 on your next hotel stay. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Go to Orbitz.com right now during the Hotel Mega Sale and save $100 on 5 nights at select hotels nearly anywhere in the world. It's the Orbitz Hotel Mega Sale, where you can save big on the hotel that's right for you. Just Orbitz and go.
Save $100 off 5+ nights on select hotels. Valid for travel May 1st through December 20th. Book by April 30th, 2007. See site for terms and conditions.
Get the good stuff.
Here's something to think about. Engines with over 75,000 miles on them can burn oil, shortening their life. Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil has added ingredients to condition seals that can help extend the life of your engine. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for only $2.99 per quart. And check out our great prices on other Castrol motor oils. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
I've done a lot. I was an art director. I had an internet website. And then I became a yoga teacher
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Then I started teaching people cooking, moved to India, taught yoga, taught cooking.
Her Match.com username is LaSerene7, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Meg. They're going to try to take the easiest and cheapest way out. Mike Turner is deeply committed, and so is Scott, to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people like you and myself who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner and his partner, Scott Henderson, are progressive lawyers who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, call them at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. And I'm proud to say this. I'm proud to get on the air and say this. Okay, these two guys are my friends. You want to get good legal representation? Then you call this number, 303-300-1661.
Stop it!
Why?
I'm trying to figure out my taxes before the deadline.
Sorry, I got people for that, so I'm pretty relaxed.
April 17th is the tax deadline. Haven't had your taxes done yet? Relax and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
How many years will it take to pay off your mortgage? What if I said you could eliminate your mortgage in as little as 5 years with just the money you already make?
In 6 years, we were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts.
I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. That's right, free. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
It's hard to explain the feeling of getting into a nice, clean car after it's gone through Finish Line Car Wash and detail. The grid is gone. The inside is vacuumed. The car shines.
Finish Line Car Wash. Colorado and Mississippi in Denver and Mississippi in Chambers in Aurora.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The only candidate. 627, 27 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy today. High at 71. Good Monday morning. Good to have you along. All right. Saber rattling by the Bush administration. The Jerusalem Post says, according to Russian intelligence, we will attack Iraq, or we'll be ready to do it, sometime on April the 6th. And your reaction to that, Ernie in Fort Collins. Ernie, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Well, hi, Jay. Remember, we became friends last Monday morning. First time I became friends with you and Mary and Jackson and Coco.
Sure. Hi, yeah.
Can't say my name on the air, Ernie. Anyhow, I get riled about every topic. Bushy ought to keep his freaking self out of this. The world, every time he pulls one of these stunts, the world just looks at him as a bigger jerk. The whole world doesn't think he's some savior. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that.
Well, he's ratcheting up the situation. He's helping to ratchet up the situation where calmer heads, cooler heads should prevail, and we should stand down and stand back and let the British work it out.
Hey, can I put a scenario in here?
Sure.
When I met you guys on Monday, I'd come up there and I met Mary, and I was talking to her, and I petted Coco. I reached over to pet Jackson, and he wasn't quite so receptive. He gave a little nip at me.
Yeah, I figured.
Well, that's kind of like the Brits in Iran, you know. Should I have slapped him on the head? No, he would have bit one of my fingers. I just stood there and said, let's just work this out. Let's go start an act of war here.
Yeah, I think that's really a good way to put it. In other words, you don't want a confrontation, so the last thing you want to do is you want to take that and you want to jack it up. which is what they're talking about doing. Not the British, but when Bush inserts himself into there, into the conversation, by saying Tehran must release them immediately. Well, what's Tehran's basic reaction? Tehran's basic reaction is, well, what happens if we don't? What are you going to do about it?
That's right. Anyhow, I better go. There's a lot of callers that want to get into you. But it was great to make a new friend in about 5 minutes. I think that's the only first time that's ever happened to me.
Well, Ernie, you're welcome. You're welcome anytime, any place, anywhere, man.
Well, I get riled on every point.
Well, then, you know what? Rile yourself up to the telephone. Your input's always wanted.
Hey, one more thing. I think you on Progressive Radio helped us get... I don't think. This is not an opinion. This is a true fact. You helped us put Congress back on a level playing field. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ernie. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. I don't know how much I helped. I think we all helped. I think we all got out there and did what we thought was right. And we'll do it again in 2008. Deb in La Loveland. Deb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. You're talking to Deb, I take it.
I certainly am.
Oh, how are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, I'm doing great, but I'm really upset about hearing George Bush. Every time he talks guns, you know, it's just like he's like a dog on a chain, just eager to attack. And two-thirds of the American people want a home from Iraq. We sure don't want him going from Iraq to Iran. And what about our troops that are on the ground? It's terrible. He just ought to shut up, and he shouldn't attack Iran. And I'm thinking of that poor little boy his dad's brought into the classroom, and the news used it for a great photo op for them. But that poor little kid, he just hung on to his dad, and he cried and he cried. And there's thousands of kids in this country who are crying for their daddies, and they're growing up the poor. You know, we are hurting our kids, we're hurting the families, and we're hurting the Iraqis. We're not bringing them any democracy, and we're not going to do that to Iran, but we're sure going to make it nice for the oil companies.
Well,
bothers me.
Let me tell you something. We get into it with Iran, and I hope people in this country are prepared to pay over $5 a gallon. Just since this started, the price of oil has shot up to $68 a barrel, and prices at the pump are going to start climbing again. They're already climbing because they say, quote unquote, it's the summer driving season, and they're blending all this, you know, they have to blend ethanol in there, and we have a summer blend, and blah, blah, and they get into all this stuff. Well, you know something? We have trouble with Iran. We're going to have a huge, huge, huge spike in gasoline prices, and it's already over $4 a gallon in the Bay Area and in parts of California. Just wait. Just wait. And I'm not saying that we should sacrifice our principles for the price of a gallon of gasoline. But what I am saying is Bush could have stood up there on Saturday, and what he could have said was, listen, we side with the British. We back the British. We're on the British side. But this is for the British and the Iranians to work out,
yep,
not for us to be involved. But
yep,
instead, this cowboy can't keep his mouth closed, and it causes more problems than it does solve.
He's wrecked it for he's wrecked our reputation with the entire world. I would gladly pay $5 a gallon if they would have brought our guys home to their families. But, you know, that's right. We're making Americans poor on the war. And we're making the companies, all these contractors, rich. And that's the bottom line. The contractors love the war. Halliburton's stocks have shot up.
That's right. Well, there's people making profit out of it, and it's wrong. Deb, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Bye. Thanks, Jay.
303-713-7600. Two stories out this morning. One that happened on Saturday, where George W. Bush says that Tehran must release them immediately. And he's talking about the 15 British sailors. Now, the Jerusalem Post this morning is reporting that the United States will be ready to attack Iran perhaps sometime between 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. on April the 6th. And they get this from the Russian media, and the Russian media says, or I'm sorry, the Russian military says that this is not a myth. All right, we'll get to, and I want to know your reaction to that, and also I want to know whether you agree with me that George W. Bush should have basically just kept his mouth shut about the Iranian situation, because, hey, don't ratchet up the dialogue when these folks are trying to reach some kind of settlement. 6:34, 34 minutes past the hour. Gina now with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. All good through the metro area. Really nothing major to slow you down as you hit the highways. Have the normal buildup southbound 25 on your Thornton and North Glen commute. Heavier traffic through downtown northbound 25. We are wreck-free, though, around the city right now. Weather today, partly cloudy, windy in the afternoon, and a high of 67. Currently partly cloudy, 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Angus Beef Roundup at Schlotzky's. Three incredible new Angus Beef hot sandwiches on Schlotzky's famous...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
I'm sorry, real white meat chicken or lamb, brown rice plus sweet potatoes. A great taste that dogs love. No added fillers, artificial colors or flavors, and they don't compromise. So make the switch to Purina One Natural Blends, and you'll love the healthy difference it can make in your pet. Here's a great opportunity to change your pet's health for the better. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. 1-888-606-BARK. For your free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose. I'll give you the number again. It's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today. See the difference Purina One can make. We love feeding it to Jackson and Coco. And your dog or dogs are going to love it too.
Not everyone can stream online music and video in a flash. Not everyone can watch their favorite movies and TV shows whenever they want. Or their favorite team in high definition. And not everyone can call long distance from their home telephone and never worry about the cost. When it comes to the best high-speed internet, digital cable, and phone service, not everyone gets it. But Comcast customers do. And right now, you get all three services for just $33 each per month for 1 year. High-speed internet, digital cable, and digital voice. Comcast high-speed internet is faster than standard DSL. Comcast digital cable is on demand, so you watch stuff when you want. And Comcast digital voice will revolutionize your home telephone. All three services for only $33 each per month for 1 year. In a word, Comcast it. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Not all services available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Offer applies to subscription to all three services. Call for details.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shuffle. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Nice. 39 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy, high today, 71. Jay Marvin along with you. George W. Bush, Saturday. Tehran must release them immediately. He's talking about the 15 British soldiers. He says, well, I strongly support the Blair government, and I hope that this will be resolved peacefully. But the Jerusalem Post is running a story this morning. They're crediting Russian intelligence and the Russian news agency, saying that the United States will be ready to launch a missile attack on Iran's nuclear facilities as early as this month, perhaps from 4 a.m. until 4 p.m. on April the 6th. And the Russian military and Russian intelligence is saying this story is not a myth. The Russian Defense Ministry rejected the claims of an imminent attack as myths. And there's been nothing from Washington in regards to this. 303-713-7600. And if you're conservative, any conservatives out there, independents, you have different feelings about things. I'd love to know what you think the rationale is for doing this. And why didn't George W. Bush just give like this kind of an answer? When asked about the Iranian hostage situation, why didn't he just say, we support the British, we think what the Iranians have done is wrong, but we'll let the British and the Iranians work this out. 303-713-7600, Andrew in Longmont. Andrew, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Define hostage.
Somebody who's held against their will.
Is a person or entity which is held by a captor originally handed over by one of two belligerent parties to the other, seized as security for carrying out of an agreement, or as a preventative measure against certain acts of war?
Well, I think the problem here with this whole thing and the language would be this. We don't have any real way here of knowing who's right in this situation and who's wrong. So you got to choose between it. You got to choose between who you think you want to believe. Do you want to believe the British, who say that no, we were not in Iranian waters, or do you want to believe the Iranians, who say, yeah, they were in Iranian waters, and having the sailors get up there and say, yes, we were in Iranian water. Oh, okay. Do you think they did that voluntarily, or do you think that it was like, either you do this or we're going to kill you? I think we know from past experience that it's probably either you do this or we're going to kill you. So the definition of what they are depends on how you see the situation.
Correct. But has a pledge been made by Iran that something needs to happen before they release the hostages?
Yeah, they want the British to apologize. But here's the thing. Here's the caveat. And here's the problem.
Okay.
If you haven't done anything wrong, or you feel you haven't done anything wrong, then why would you apologize? I'm not saying the British shouldn't. I'm just playing devil's advocate here, and I'm asking you, if you didn't think you did anything wrong, why would you apologize? Certainly, when we've done things wrong, we've never apologized, and we have a lot of apologies that are way overdue.
But by labeling them hostages, you're throwing spin on it immediately.
No, I'm not labeling them hostages. What I'm doing is I'm quoting Reuters.
Okay.
I'm not spinning the situation either way. Now, if I had my choice on who I chose to believe, I would believe the British, not the Iranians. Why do I feel that way? Because the Iranians have demonstrated in the past that they're not the most stable entity on the planet. And to tell you the truth, if I were sitting in the Iranian government's shoes, or sitting in their seat, probably be a better way to put it, and I were Ahmadinejad or I were the ruling mullahs, with the trouble I've got domestically and the problems that have gone south domestically, I'd relish a confrontation with the British or the United States, because it takes the people's minds off of it, and it appeals to their nationalistic feelings. And in the end, every country's population has nationalistic feelings. All of us do, including us.
So can we stay neutral on that and call them detainees?
Well, I don't know
what... Just as we call, you know, Guantanamo detainees and...
Yeah, the difference would be, though, the difference in the situation would be, though, that we would hope, I would hope you would hope, and I would hope that a significant amount of people who listen to the radio station would hope that those folks that are being held in Guantanamo, that number one, Guantanamo would be shut down. Number two, that they would indeed get a fair and impartial trial with the rights that should be accorded them, not only under the Geneva Conventions, but also the rights that we turn to the rest of the world and preach. And you and I both know that that's not the case now, but we hope that that would happen. I'm not sure. No, I want to rephrase that. I'm sure that under the Iranian system and under what those 15 British sailors face, they're not going to get anything near that. They're not going to get anything near a fair trial. If anything, they'll go to a kangaroo court, and they're being exploited for propaganda purposes. So I don't know if it makes any difference whether you call them hostages, detainees, whatever you want to call them. I don't think that it's fair to try to even compare the Iranians to us, even though I don't agree with what we're doing.
Right. I think calling them hostages fosters the mindset that action must be taken.
Well, ultimately, it will have to.
Historically, Iran has done with hostages.
Well, ultimately, it'll have to be taken, but not by us. But it has to be taken by the British. That's their responsibility to work this out. It's not the United States' responsibility.
Correct. So, but what I'm saying is, if we continue to label them hostages, that continues to foster the necessity in a lot of Americans' mindsets that action must be taken against Iran because of historical actions with hostages.
Well, you know,
I don't necessarily
agree that that's true. And I think you'd find, I think with what we face now and with what's going on now in this country and with the problems that we face in Iraq, with the continuous lying on the part of people like John McCain and the Bush administration and the senator from South Carolina, I can't think of his name now, who got on the media and bragged that, well, I bought 5 rugs in a Iraqi marketplace for $5, and I was able to go there and blah, blah, blah. What, you don't think he went there with like a gazillion and a half bodyguards? Who's he kidding? And getting on and saying that kind of stuff, I think the American public is very, very skeptical. And I also think that the American public, because I look at polls...
Skeptical about
Iraq, angry about Iraq. They want that to end. They're angry that the administration doesn't listen. And I don't think that they would ever in any way, shape, or form, unless you could prove that the Iranians had directly struck out against us, I don't think that they would support any kind of involvement in this situation with the British.
We
I really don't.
Not.
No, I don't hope. I think. I really believe. I believe that this country, by and large, with the exception of the right-wing talkers, who are always saber-rattling and yelling and screaming...
But a good step in that saber-rattling is calling them hostages.
Well, you know what? But see, I think this is a useless debate, to be honest with you. I don't care what you call them. You know what? It's not our people.
You don't. I don't. But there's a lot of people out there who are going to buy into that spin that's going to be salt in the wound from the Iran hostage crisis, and they're gonna feel, oh, we better do something this time around.
Well...
Still have the Bush 04 stickers on the car.
Yeah, but they're in the minority. And they're becoming more of a minority as time goes on. But you could be right. I just don't... You know, to me, the bigger point in all of this is for once in his life, he needs to stand back and be quiet. And allow the British, through back channels, which is what they're trying to do, work this out and not get involved. And I hope that this story that's running in the Jerusalem Post and the Russians were insisting that we are going to attack Iran and their nuclear facilities on April the 6th, I hope and I pray that they're wrong.
As do I.
Because, man, we're going to be in a hell of a fix if this is the case. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
All right.
So, get on your emails and email every person in the House, every person in the Senate.
Yeah, you know, Webb, the senator from Virginia, is working on a bill, but it's not quite complete. But he's working on a bill that would keep the White House from getting us in any kind of involvement in Iran without direct approval from Congress. But I don't know where that bill is. But we're going to try to place a call to Senator Webb's office today and see if we can get him to come on and comment about it.
Well, I told my wife 6 years ago that when Bush runs out of time, he's not going to go quietly. He's going to go kicking and screaming.
I think you're right about that. I think you're absolutely right about that.
And this could be a sign of kicking and screaming.
Boy, Andrew, I hope you're wrong. I hope the Russians are wrong. I hope the Jerusalem Post is wrong, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope we're all wrong. And you know what? If we're wrong and April the 6th comes and goes and nothing happens, then you can call me back, and you and I can get on the air and celebrate.
All right.
Thanks, man.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
6:50. It's 50 minutes past the hour now on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, is coming up after 7, and we'll talk about 41, which has got this is the ethics thing. It's got everybody confused, and we'll try to sort that out a little bit and get into some other issues. But right now we're talking about the United States and Iran. 303-713-7600. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Nothing to get in your way so far right now on our highways. We're still enjoying a smooth start to the ride. Usual traffic stacking up across eastbound 270 Commerce City, I-25 southbound 104th to 84th. There's just no getting away from that as you're hopping onto the freeways on the north side. Now, we do have a wreck off the highway at southbound Tower at Pena. Looks like an airport shuttle bus versus a couple of other cars, so watch out for that. Weather today, partly cloudy, windy in the afternoon with a high of 67 expected. Currently partly cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michaels. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Eat like Elvis at Flavors Buffet at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. For a limited time,
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303-HOME-LOAN or go to 303homeloan.com today.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Hair just started falling off.
He had the bloody hot spot.
A really, really bad shedding problem.
She stunk. She had bad breath.
I spent over $2,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays, and nothing would help.
I looked online for excessive shedding.
Breeders linked to Dynavite.
www.dynovite.com.
I put in Stinky Dog and Dynovite came up. There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s.
Each ingredient is listed in the beneficial effects.
Within a week, he quit scratching.
In about 4 days, I started smelling better, and my husband and I were really astonished.
I can't say enough goodness about this product.
Dynovite completely stopped the shedding.
His ears started clearing up immediately.
Dinovite.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
Dynavite, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
dinovite.com.
The most advanced technology available today and fees you can truly afford. Call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020 for the ultimate LASIK experience. That's 303-C-2020 or online at Spivak.com. No hype, just incredible vision made incredibly affordable.
Kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Western Auto Recycling, a community-minded business serving the area with integrity and pride for over 30 years. Stop in and visit George and his professional staff today at 6100 Federal Boulevard or call 303-427-8185 for Western Auto Recycling.
M.A. Meyer Construction reminds everyone that each year thousands of children are being abused. If you observe any signs of child abuse, notify the proper authorities. This important message courtesy of Mike Meyer and the staff at M.A. Meyer Construction in Centennial, where they feel Centennial is a great place to live and raise a family. Call M.A. Meyer Construction at 303-941-8760. That's M.A. Meyer Construction, serving the Centennial community with pride.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Man, who's Bob Zimmerman? It's the edited version. I cry foul. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour. High today, 71, breezy. Good morning. It's Monday morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm Jay Marvin, the angel who bears bad news every Monday morning. Well, Bush mouths off about Iran over the weekend. Now, the Russian news agency and the Jerusalem Post, the Russian news agency RIA Novosti, and the Jerusalem Post says the United States will be ready to launch a missile attack on Iran's nuclear facilities as soon as early this month, perhaps on April the 6th between 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. And I was thinking about what Andrew said in Longmont before while the spots were running. We've got some Iranian people. We're holding some Iranians. What do we call them? Do we call them detainees or hostages? He's right when I thought about this. Okay, so what are you going to call these folks? Reuters, the Bush administration calls them hostages. What would you call them? Let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Fine.
Good. The thing I wanted to say is, what you just said, was we're holding some of their people. And couldn't this be for them to want to negotiate with us and get their prisoners back?
That's been suggested. That's been suggested that we let their folks go and that they will let the British go. But Bush rejected that idea, saying that he just said no. He said, I support the Prime Minister when he made it clear that there were no quid pro quos. So Blair's against that idea, too, apparently.
They've been talking about this on the radio for the past week. And when I first heard it, it was like I went numb. I was so, you know, like, I couldn't believe that he would be that stupid to do this again. And I thought, well, okay, let's see what happens. And the point that's been made repeatedly is that all of Europe has been talking about it. We're the only country in Britain that haven't been talking about what Bush plans to do.
We have off and on this show.
I know you have. I mean, no.
And so have some other people.
But they said that they're saying somewhere in the month, like maybe the 12th, maybe Good Friday, maybe, you know, it's around that area. That's the first time I've ever heard the 6th. But I think the thing that's so frightening is that scares me. Every time I woke up, I told you, from the past 2 years I've woken up and I thought, you know, he can't do anything any worse. And every time he does. And now he's even more pompous than he was 2 years ago. I mean, his attitude is so, so bad. And his administration is exactly, you know, what people thought, but couldn't believe that they would do what they've been doing, and they have. This is just one more thing. But this will destroy us. If anything hasn't, this really will, I think.
Well, it's going to get us, it's going to put all of us in a terrible, terrible situation. And if we're American lives there, that would be one thing. But they're British, and we should back the British because they're our allies and they're good folks. But getting involved in this militarily and taking any kind of action is not in our best interest.
Well,
Sherry, thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate the call. Coming up next, Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff on this whole ethics problem, which nobody can figure out, and he's going to try to clarify some of it for us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Here's the thing about college. It's expensive. I've got enough money for first semester, but second semester? Yikes.
Coming up short? Listen, if you need money for college, just call College Loan Corporation. We've got the student loan you need to help pay for college expenses. And after you're approved, you could have your money in as little as a few days.
Our son just started college, but we're already having trouble covering all the expenses. We need some help.
Textbooks, classes, room and board, we can help you get the loan you need to pay for it all. even a new computer. To find out how much money you can get, call 1-800-900-3496.
My scholarship money covers my tuition, but as far as housing goes, I guess I'll just sleep on my friend's couch.
Coming up short? Don't sweat it. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Find out how much loan money you can get to help pay for school. For free information, call 1-800-900-3496. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-900-3496.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The friendly skies, you'd never know it by all the complaints airline passengers filed last year.
About everything's going wrong.
A report out this morning by Wichita State Professor Dean Headley says late flights, bumping, and lost luggage complaints were all up last year. Passengers at Boston's Logan Airport told WBZ's Karen Toomey a trouble-free flight is a real treat.
I talked to Sandra, who tells me she had no problems this time.
No lost luggage. No,
are you kind of surprised?
Yeah, nothing at all. Nothing. No problem.
She says she's shocked. It went so smoothly.
We were. We really feel like we were lucky. That's surprising, right? You would think you should. That should be the norm, right? But no.
Industry watcher Terry Tripler blames the problems on cost-cutting.
What we have had is a race to the bottom to see who can operate an airline with the least amount of employees.
How much weight should a pregnant woman gain? A new report questions the conventional wisdom. Live to CBS's Peter King. Peter, what should women know?
That gaining less weight could help both baby and mom.
Their babies are born larger. They may be more likely to have complicated deliveries or have to have a cesarean section around delivery.
And Harvard's Dr. Emily Okun, the lead author of a new study, says gaining less weight could help both stay healthy down the road as well. The study says women who gained the recommended 25 to 35 pounds during pregnancy had four times the risk of their children being overweight by age three. Now that they know what happens, she says they want to know why. Frank?
Downloading the Beatles, that's a no. Breaking news live from London, CBS's Vicky Barker.
To Beatle or not to Beatle, the big question has been answered, and as you say, Frank, it is no. Music label EMI has agreed to lift anti-copying software from many of its recordings available on iTunes, but the Fab Four will not be among them. The surviving Beatles and their families have been notoriously reluctant to permit online sales of those classic songs.
Iranian television still showing the confessions of captured British sailors, but there's also a hint something softening behind the scenes. CBS's Sheila McVicker has the latest from London.
We do know that there has been a formal exchange of letters, sort of a return to more traditional diplomacy over the course of the last couple of days. And it appears that that's what the Iranian government is referring to when it talks about a positive change in Britain's policies, a change away from what Iran had described as clamorous British government actions.
Iran says it won't release the sailors until Britain apologizes for violating its waters. In the South Pacific,
everything in our house is completely trashed.
The tsunami unleashed by a powerful underwater earthquake is blamed for killing 13 in the Solomon Islands, but authorities are afraid the death toll will go higher. Relief worker Frida Kana says the extent of damage and casualties isn't clear at this point.
The airstrip has been destroyed and electricity has gone down, so we are not able to communicate.
At this point, ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up one. This is CBS News.
Hi, Dave. Larry here. Hey, next Tuesday, one wheel from every pallet truck is going to fall off. Strangest thing. It'll basically grind the floor to a halt. How about that? Just wanted you to be prepared. Bye.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So Granger's just added a massive amount of material handling products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems. From casters and wheels to carts, trucks, and conveyors, we have what you need to move, handle, and store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You put Monday behind you. Tuesday's done, oh no worries. Wednesday's perfect to unwind.
Let's go out back tonight.
Let go this Wednesday with Outback's new No Worries Wednesday mixed grill. Tender chicken, jumbo shrimp, and your choice of a juicy sirloin or New Zealand lamb chop.
Let's go out back tonight.
The new No Worries Wednesday mixed grill.
Start your weekend 2 days early.
Wednesday, the new Saturday.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. State lawmakers this week will try to close a loophole in a new law requiring felons to give up a sample of their DNA. Legislators say the loophole has allowed more than 4,000 Colorado inmates to avoid the rules. Only opposition to the bill is over the cost, which could hit $1.5 million. People in Holly slowly trying to return their lives to normal. Interfaith services were held yesterday.
In 3 days, we cleared the ground of the debris, and Holly is ready for tomorrow.
The Reverend Dave Mormon says hope and faith remain strong. And an annual study that rates airline quality says more airline passengers got bumped, more bags were lost, and more flights were delayed for the third consecutive year. But Denver-based Frontier is doing well in one area. The report shows Frontier had the second-best on-time performance last year, topped only by Hawaiian Airlines. And it's here, the first pitch of the Rockies' 2007 baseball season, just hours away.
To me, opening day is a sign of spring.
I just get into the crowds and the excitement that come with that.
Baseball in Denver, to me, is like Christmas. I love baseball.
Today is a day of hope and optimism for many Rockies fans. After all, the Rockies are still undefeated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Eastbound 6 west of Kalamath, about bogged down now for your ride out of Lakewood. Had a little wreck there. I-70 heavy 2 from Wheat Ridge toward 225, really all the way across the city. You have more company now on the southbound lanes of I-25 downtown, I-70 to Spear. No getting away from the delays further north, 104th to 84th. And we have one crash in the airport area, southbound Tower north of Pena. It's involving an airport shuttle. Looks like we have some backup behind it. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, windy in the afternoon, high of 67. Tonight, could get a few rain showers, low of 32, and currently partly cloudy, 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners and NBA fans, now through April, when you get dealership services for a minimum of $59.95, you also get a chance to win a trip to the NBA Finals 2007. No purchase necessary. Sign up at toyotaowners.com and get details. That's toyotaowners.com.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
What a wonderful day it's going to be today. Breezy, high of 71. Can't beat that. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7, AM 760 Progressive Talk. For months now, there have been editorials, there have been articles, there have been talk about Amendment 41. I voted for it. A lot of people voted for it. Then we realized after we voted for it that, wait a minute, it's too broad. There are problems with it. And virtually most of us, common folks who don't read legislation and don't read these things, and we try to read the blue book, and we try to read what these things are about before we vote, a lot of us couldn't make heads or tails of it, and a lot of us thought it was okay. And now we got problems with it. Here's Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, who hasn't been on the show in a long, long time. Mr. Speaker, welcome back.
Morning, Jay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, let's figure this out somehow, or maybe you can explain this to us somehow. The guidelines are such, under Amendment 41, that if I went to somebody who works for the state, and they're not a politician, they're just a state worker, and I said, here, I'll give you the money to cover that, because we were friends, and friends do that for friends all the time.
I was going to ask you about that, Jay, because I need some money to cut down there.
Yeah, well, under this thing, I'd get busted, wouldn't I? And
well,
so would they.
Not just state workers, it's city and county workers. It's all public employees and public officials and their families, with certain exceptions for municipalities or counties that have already adopted ethics rules. Here's the problem, and I wouldn't be too hard on yourself. I mean, 62% of the folks in the state said, we want more ethics in government, and they added this amendment to the Constitution. It's entirely understandable. It's well-intentioned, and I think especially if folks had an eye to Washington, D.C., where somebody said, you know, lobbyists have turned that cesspool into their own private hot tub, it's no wonder it passed. The trouble is, I think what most folks were after is not exactly what they got. I think a lot of the people who voted for 41 wanted to stop lobbyists from giving gifts to legislators, and I think that's a good idea. I voted for that sort of ban before. The trouble is, as you pointed out, 41 casts a much broader net. It says, in effect, and at least in part, in a relevant part of the amendment, Part 3, it says, no public employee, no public official at any level of government, with certain exceptions, can take anything of value worth $50 or more, and not just from lobbyists, but from virtually everyone. There are exceptions for personal friends, on relatives giving you gifts on special occasions, although those terms aren't defined. The trouble is, that language in the middle of the amendment seems pretty plain until you read the preamble and the penalty clause. Those are sections 1 and 6. And they say what we're really after here, the intent of this legislation and the sort of conduct that can be penalized, is when a public official or a public employee breaches the public trust for private or personal financial gain. Those are the magic words, breach the public trust for private gain. Those terms aren't defined either. And what we're trying to figure out is, should we read the language in the middle of the amendment, the stuff that talks about, you know, banning all sorts of gifts, in the spirit of the preamble and the penalty clause, and how to reconcile those provisions? I think 41, the intent of 41 is arguably at odds with its language, and in some parts it seems the language is at odds with itself.
Okay, so it needs to be fixed. Now, I know that Joan Fitzgerald, I know yourself, I know others are working on this, on trying to fix it. Where do we stand in making this workable and in narrowing it down to do what the majority of the voters want to do, which is to stop their representatives from taking gifts from people who are pushing agendas?
Well, that's a tough task because there's another provision in the amendment that says the legislature can enact enabling legislation. We can pass laws to facilitate the operation of this amendment, but we can't restrict its application. So where a lot of legislators, I think, have been scratching their heads for the last few months is wondering, how do you make sense of this thing? We want to embrace the opportunity that 41 gives us to improve the ethical standards of government at all levels, but we don't want to run afoul of the Constitution. In fact, we can't, of course. If this had been a statute, which would have been a better idea, we would have had an easier time fixing it. Where things stand, in answer to your question, we're going to set up an ethics commission. 41 requires that. It spells out the demand for 5 members appointed by the governor, the legislature, the Supreme Court. That commission is empowered to issue advisory opinions and rules and hear complaints and settle them or dismiss them as frivolous. And our proposal is to ask the Supreme Court for some guidance to the Ethics Commission. The Constitution gives the legislature the right to turn to the court when it has difficult questions and get an opinion. The court's not obligated to answer, and it's certainly not obligated to give us an answer we might like, but we figure the Ethics Commission would be in a better position if it could get some guidance from the court, and that's our proposal.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we have Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, on with us. All right, what about this idea? What about taking this thing and putting it back, which I know a lot of people are going to go, oh, no, you got to be kidding me. But what about this idea? Put it back on the ballot again and or write a revised version of it or something and allow us all to go back to the polls and vote on a fix.
That is where we may well end up. In fact, that's what Mike May, the minority leader, proposed in January. The only catch is, under most interpretations, we probably can't end up back on the ballot with a ethics measure like 41 or a fix of it until November of 2008. That's because Tabor says, Taxpayer Bill of Rights says, in odd-numbered years like 2007, the only kind of questions you can put on the ballot are questions arising under Tabor itself. There is a group that's working on a way to...
God, that's stupid.
Well, it's a constitutional requirement. And the question then becomes, you know, what do you do between now and 2008? Should kids whose parents are public employees take scholarships and run the risk of ending up in the Ethics Commission? What about a professor who accepts a Nobel Prize or a firefighter who takes some form of charitable aid? What should those folks do between now and then? Some people are saying they should just take those gifts, expect that nobody will haul them before the Ethics Commission, and figure even if they do, the Ethics Commission will dismiss the complaints. That's a risk the recipients are going to have to run, but the trouble is the donors are getting gun-shy too, because there's a provision in 41 that says if you induce somebody else to breach the public trust for private gain, in other words, if you give a gift that might be banned under this amendment, you're liable for a fine as well, and that fine is worth twice the amount of the original gift. There is a group trying to settle this before 2008. The proponents are actually proposing a way to get this back on the 2007 ballot and to make it a question under Tabor and therefore eligible for consideration this year. They suggest we fund the Ethics Commission by imposing a fee on lobbyists, make it a sort of a tax question, and therefore speed up the fix.
That doesn't sound too bad. Also, I want to ask you about this. Jared Polis was behind this, and I am behind Amendment 41, and I put him on the air, and I've met him on several occasions and talked to him, and I hear there's rumors running around that he's going to run for Congress, and then some advocacy group, and I assume that he's involved in it, took ads out on this radio station attacking Joan Fitzgerald, which I thought was in poor taste. And what does this say about Jared Polis?
Well,
I'm not asking you to attack him personally, but I'm just saying, what does this say about him? Where this thing has turned out just to be a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't think personalizing the debate against Joan or Jared has been very constructive. I think the advocacy groups were frustrated because they were getting mixed signals from the House and the Senate, and we eventually did the right thing and sat down together, Democrats and Republicans in both chambers, and worked out a compromise. I talked to Jared a little bit before the election about this amendment. The question I raised at the time, and I gather this challenge didn't get very far, was whether 41 even fit the single subject rule. There's too many provisions in 41, it seems to me. There's an ethics commission. There's a ban on legislators becoming lobbyists too quickly. Not a bad idea, but a different kind of question. And then there's the gift ban. That's about three subjects by my count. So some folks are also challenging 41 as a violation of the single subject rule. There's a lawsuit going forward that says it violates the First Amendment. A lot of folks are hoping this thing gets tossed out in court. I think we've got an obligation to implement it, not just to invalidate it.
In the Senate, they passed the non-binding resolution about Iraq. What's going on in the House with this?
It's just passed the Senate on Friday. It's going to be taken up in the House, depending on what happens with how long the budget takes us. Sometime in the next 2 weeks, I suspect, we'll get to that resolution, and I expect it will pass. I should tell you, I've gotten a lot of emails from folks who say, look, we want to make sure that the legislature, even if it wants to weigh in on this subject, doesn't shirk its duties on the rest of our agenda, on education and health care and renewable energy. And I've tried to assure folks that we are moving forward on all those fronts. This resolution is one of a couple dozen that we'll debate. We've actually had fewer resolutions introduced in the House this year than at any point in the 7 years I've been there. So we are, I just want to make clear, making progress on a lot of other fronts. I get a lot of questions about the Iraq resolution, about Amendment 41, about the governor's decision to veto a bill earlier this year.
Are you talking about the one backed by the AFL-CIO?
Right. That was one veto out of 90 bills the governor has signed into law so far, but it got a disproportionate share of the coverage because it was a big fight and a major conflict. I sat down with a reporter last week and said, look, we're making progress on renewable energy. We made good on a pledge to cut prescription drug prices. We're going to fully fund the Colorado preschool program. We're protecting the health of our forests. We've delivered on every single promise we made on the opening day of this session, and you never know it because of the media's obsession with conflict. And she said, well, that's news. I'm glad that you're actually devoting some time to some of the other issues of the legislature as well.
Well, I don't mind covering those. I think that sometimes what happens is those of us who are not in on all this stuff every single day, sometimes we have a hard time understanding what's going on here, and then what is going on is always subject to media spin. So you can't, I mean, it's hard sometimes to cut through and totally get what's going on.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's why I bypass the media and do a newsletter, which you can find, by the way, at andrewromanoff.com, an unpaid political announcement here, and try to give a weekly report on some of these other bills. You know, we've introduced probably 600 bills or so in this session on everything from animal welfare to veterans care. And I just think it'd be worth folks' time to explore some of those other topics, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. And you're right, and perhaps we don't keep a close enough eye on what goes on. So I'll sign up for your newsletter, and I pledge to be the first to step forward and do a better job.
Well, that's right. I'm actually crediting you for you actually give us the time to talk about these subjects. And that 41 is an important debate. I mean, a lot of folks, you know, tens of thousands of people affected by this thing, since the ban on gifts applies not just to public employees and public officials, but to their immediate families. I'm just suggesting, I think when the dust settles, what will matter as a result of this session is whether our schools are stronger, our health care is more affordable, our economy is more productive, not just who said what to whom.
Yeah. And yeah, and I hope that, and so far it seems like it's been okay, with the exception of the Iraqi situation and the non-binding resolution, but it seems like the rhetoric and all of that has been held pretty much to a minimum, and most people seem to be getting along in a civil manner.
I think it's been a pretty tame session. I agree with you on that front. The flagship of the session has been this renewable energy package, which is passed with bipartisan support. Governor just signed two of those bills into law.
Yeah, last week. And people in Colorado can be proud that we're moving ahead on all of this stuff. I mean, this is great news that we're making progress on this, because, by God, you know, if we can't get it done on the federal level, then we got to turn around and try to get it done on the state level.
That's a terrific point. Actually, I think that's the whole theme of America right now, is folks fed up with Washington, at least before the changeover, and turning to the states as laboratories of democracy. I was just spent the weekend at a couple of events with Mark Udall, and he and I were talking about, you know, what to expect from Congress on health care or education reform or renewable energy, and he was encouraging us, I think, to move ahead at a state level, and that's just what we're doing.
Well, you were at a couple of events with him. Well, you didn't invite me to any of them.
You should have come. A spectacular weekend in Eagle and Rout counties. I was over in Steamboat Springs for their Democratic dinner. 180 people showed up in a non-election year to cheer us on. It was terrific.
Well, you invite me, I'll show up for sure.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You know what? You're always welcome here. All you got to do is just ask.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. There's Speaker Andrew Romanoff, Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, one of my favorite people. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's going to be a marvelous day today. High today, 71, breezy. Okay, let me give you a little preview of what the right-wing talking heads are going to get into. Now, you know what they're going to do? They're going to get on today, and they're going to go after the Speaker of the House. I'm talking about the House of Representatives of the United States. And I want to talk to you a little bit about it. I also want to, later this morning, bring up this story that John M. has been reporting and that's been on the national news about the airlines. Okay, everybody beat me up because I wanted a passenger's bill of rights. Now look what the record is of the airlines with lost baggage, bumped flights. I think we should at some point revisit this.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Twenty-four minutes after seven on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What, John? John Turker produces this show. You dare me to say anything? You dare me? I got a really nice invitation from a guy to moderate a duet at the 59th Conference on World Affairs between Rachel Maddow, who's heard on this radio station, and Lou Dobbs. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it's Lou Du Bois, entitled "It's a Sin to Tell a Lie." And I'd love to go, but I got a problem with this. You know what the problem is? It's on a Friday morning at 9 a.m. I'm on the air here. I can't go. Why can't all these events happen after 10 o'clock so that I can make it? This is like the second one I've had to reject because I can't get off the air. Okay. Let me tell you about something. Sleep. As Americans look around, you're going to see this. More and more people are tired. We don't get the sleep we need. And as a result, a lot of us are drugging ourselves at night to fall asleep, or we over-caffeinate ourselves just to stay awake and get through the day. And 43 million prescriptions were filled last year in America for sleeping pills. Now, if you've resorted to sleeping pills, you might be surprised to learn your current mattress may be able to the real reason you can't fall asleep or stay asleep, because you're uncomfortable. And the solution? Instead of more caffeinated food groups or sleeping pills, why not get a much better sleep with a good bed? The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort can help you cure that tired feeling. It's clinically proven to give you a more deep sleep. I have trouble sleeping. So does Mary. We by far do a much better job getting the night's sleep we need on a Select Comfort bed. At the touch of the button, the Sleep Number bed adjusts firmness to relieve pressure and give you more deep sleep. It relieves the pressure points traditional mattresses can create, so you don't sit there and toss and turn, and you're not uncomfortable. This is what the Sleep Number bed is all about. It's getting you a really, really good night's sleep. So, you know what? Stop with all of the caffeine prescriptions. Get to a Select Comfort store. There are 440 of them in malls across the country. And right here, we've got them located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Because a whopping 82% of all car accidents are caused by distracted drivers, Allstate would like to dedicate the next 10 seconds to helping you drive safely, distraction-free. Wasn't that nice? Just you and the road. Unfortunately, we can't keep every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today, and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's Tom Hartman.
Conservative Harry Binswanger and I will debate whether to legalize what he calls price fixing. These cons, anything the corporations want to do, fine with them. Bill McKibben will be here on his new book, Deep Ecology, The Wealth of Communities and the Durable Future. Plus, the best of the rest of the news, that and more, and your calls on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group of, by, and for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay. Marvin's not like the greatest last name in the world. But, Tom, can you explain to us who Harry Binswanger is? I've never even heard of the guy. Binslinger? Binswanger? Oh, Lord. Breezy today, a high of 71 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along this morning. What are you laughing about, John? Well, it is. I mean, it's like, okay, I'm going to debate Harry Binswanger. I don't know who Harry Binswanger is. Who's Harry Binswanger? I guess we'll find out after 10 o'clock.
That's the tease. Exactly. We'll find out who he is after 10.
We'll find out after 10 who Harry Binswanger is. Boy, that's a Harry Binswanger you have. Okay. I need to settle down here and get focused. We're going to check a little traffic here with Gina, and then I want to talk to you about Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who I really like and I'm really proud of, that she's the first woman speaker. Not only that, I think she's fabulous. She's going to tell Syrian leaders when she visits Damascus this week that they really have to do something about the situation in the Middle East and about what's going on in Palestine and what's happening with Israel and Hamas and they're going to get it. She's going to get into all of this. Well, the White House naturally is criticizing this, but what Dan Bartlett and the White House don't tell you is that three Republican congressmen, Frank Wolf, Joe Pitts, and Robert Anderholt, were in Syria on Sunday, where they met with Assad. They said they believed there was an opportunity with the Syrian leadership. Now, this whole thing between Israel and the Palestinians is really, really touchy. And we got to work this out, and somebody has to talk to somebody here. And to me, the key to fixing things in the Middle East is you got to sit down and talk. Even if you don't particularly trust or like the people who are on the opposite side, we got to come to some kind of consensus about what's going on here. And Dan Bartlett said on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, I think because he was making the rounds yesterday trying to blow air into Alberto Gonzalez's fast deflating balloon. I think most Americans would not think that the leader of the Democratic Party in Congress should be meeting heads of state that sponsored terror. Well, what about these other three Republican congressmen? Oh, no, I guess we can overlook them, right? Okay, but I don't have any problem with her going there. And if you think it's wrong, or you think it's right, or whatever your feelings are, 303-713-7600. And I'd like to know if you think it's right or it's wrong. Because I don't think it's wrong. And as I said before, I mean, we got to talk. We have to talk. And we're better off talking than we are fighting. And somehow, there's this thing going around about how, well, we got to flex muscle and we have to be tough and blah, 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 and on with all this rhetoric. And, yeah, we have to be tough when it's smart to be tough. We have to have all of these things when it's smart to have them all. But sitting down with somebody is not showing agreement. Sitting down with somebody is showing common sense. Okay, we'll get into this coming up. I was going to say something, but I know, Gina, it would cause a huge storm.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, now you've piqued our curiosity.
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. All right, I'll say a little bit of it. You want me to say a little bit of it? Okay, no.
Yeah?
You're laughing? You're laughing?
Yes.
You're laughing? I'm not saying it.
I do.
You know what? You're laughing. You're laughing. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. because it could potentially destroy my what's left of my career.
Wow. Now I'm really curious.
Well, you'll just have to wonder a little bit more.
Okay.
7:34, 34 minutes past the hour. Friday was a great morning on the way to work. Now, this morning should be okay, too, because look at the weather outside. I mean, it's just a picture-perfect day. So what could be the problems?
It's a gorgeous day for sure. We don't have a lot of problems. We did have a wreck eastbound 6th west of Kalamath. Looks like they've pulled that out of the way if you're trying to get out of Lakewood. But still pretty stacked up Sheridan toward I-25. Our highways are just loaded up as usual. Southbound lanes, especially 225 coming off I-70 again through the tech center. I-25 backed up now to 120th if you're headed down toward 84th. And, of course, your southbound lanes through downtown. We do have a semi that's on fire, I-70 near east. 470. Weather today, partly cloudy, windy in the afternoon and a high of 67. Looks like we could get some sprinkles tonight with a low of 32 and currently partly cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
They're new to the neighborhood. Eddie Bauer at the Shops at Northfield Stapleton in Denver. Be there for the grand opening Friday, April 6th. Discover a great...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you wait your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills.
I thought we agreed on a washer.
Man, you ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Get down here.
Now get both. Get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. And if you don't have an account with us, open one and get 10% off your first purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. Max discount $200 based on available credit. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Diamondbacks.
And virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Yeah. Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shovel. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, you really like this song, don't you, John? John's gonna be like really weird. Marcus, you play this a lot, and I like it too.
Played it maybe two or three times before here, ever.
No, not true. False. And I'll put you under oath to find out. And don't claim you're Karl Rove. Okay, it's 7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Nancy Pelosi's going to the Middle East with a congressional delegation. She's going to go to Syria. So Dan Bartlett gets on representing the White House yesterday, takes a shot at her, but there are three Republican congressmen that are already there. Now, is it better to talk to somebody or is it better to fight with them? See, I think we ought to be talking. And I'm going to tell you something else. And I was going to say this with Gina because I don't drag her into this, but I'm going to tell you this. There is immense pressure from some Jews in this country and Jewish organizations. I'm not going to name names, but there's immense pressure to hold this hard line towards Syria, to hold this hard line towards all the parties in the Middle East in regards to this whole thing with the Israeli-Palestinians. And if you dare speak up about this, you'll get labeled anti-Semitic. And if you're Jewish and you speak up about it, then what they'll do is they'll turn around and they'll say to you, you're anti-Semitic. You're like the new you represent the new anti-Semitism. And I reject all of that. And it's time for politicians in this country to insist that we settle this Israeli-Palestinian problem, because it's the key to unwinding the entire Middle East. And you may think that I'm totally out of my mind and I don't know what I'm talking about, and that's fine, but I really feel this. And I think that the Palestinians deserve a state. And that Israel's got to give up land for peace. And there are going to be people who are going to go, you can't say that, they can't do that. You can do all of this, but we'll never settle anything until we settle this. And we've done nothing over the last 6 years in this regard. And so why is there this double standard about conduct? Because I really feel like we have the same situation going on here towards Israel that we do in this country towards Cuba, which is we have this stupid embargo of Cuba, and we're basically hurting the Cuban people. And on top of that, the other side of it is that the best way to spread democracy and the best way to spread American values is for people to meet individually one-on-one, and you're only going to get that if you're allowed to go somewhere and show them. And we can't go to Cuba. And why can't we? Because there are conservative elements in the Cuban population living in Florida and New Jersey that push very, very hard and hold Congress in line. And I think the same thing is going on here when it comes to the Palestinian-Israeli question, and I'm tired of it. I really am. And that's why Jimmy Carter caught so much flack for that book. 303-713-7600. Nancy Pelosi going? Good idea, bad idea. You want to discuss this? I got 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Let's do it. Here's Jason in Laramie, Wyoming. Jason, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, let me just first off start off by saying I agree with you that we have to resolve the Palestinian issue. That is the crux of almost all the conflict over there. And people just don't recognize that. We've been blinded or brainwashed into thinking that it's, you know, they hate our freedoms, like Osama bin Laden woke up one day and read the Constitution and got all ticked off at the First Amendment or something. You know, they don't recognize this is historical. It goes back at least to Roosevelt, you know, when we first started messing around in the Middle East for oil. And they don't recognize the long historical view on this. And if we don't solve that, we're not going to get to that. But to Nancy Pelosi visiting, isn't it about time that somebody started talking to these people? It's been 6 years. There's been no peace talks. We don't meet with the Syrians. We don't talk to the Iranians. And it's okay for Halliburton to do business with state sponsors of terrorism like Iran, but it's not okay for us to talk with these people to try and stop terrorism. Can somebody please give me a reality check, or if we just lost complete touch and we're living in some sort of we've gone through the looking glass and now we're living on the other side. I don't understand.
That's really a great point. You know, in California, they're trying to get legislation passed that no California firms can do business with Iran, and I think it's a marvelous idea. But on the other hand, we need to sit down with these folks. You got to sit down with Iran, as crazy as they are. You got to sit down with Syria. You got to sit down with these folks and you got to talk to them, and we have to fix this problem because we can't. First of all, human rights wise, this is wrong. And
it's untenable.
Exactly. And second of all, we can't give blank checks to other countries and just tell them, okay, well, you know, go do what you want to do, and that's for one set of countries or one set of nations, and then turn around another set of nations and go, well, I mean, you can't do this.
Exactly, and we give Israel a very large blank check.
Yes.
I mean, yes, granted that suicide bombings are not appropriate, and it's horrible when people die in that fashion, but nobody understands. I mean, I have a friend of mine who lives in Chicago. She spends about 3 months a year in Ramallah or other refugee camps over there, working as a volunteer, and the conditions over there are dire. There's no sewage most of the time, lack of utilities often, there's curfews randomly. I don't know if that's still going on currently, but when she was there, I mean, there was suddenly a curfew imposed where you couldn't leave your house for days at a time. I mean, can you imagine an American living under those kind of conditions? We wouldn't put up with that at all.
No, we wouldn't, and it's not what we advocate, and it's not our system. So we need to have consistency here in our dealings with other countries and our dealings with other people, and we cannot sit there and point a gun at every single person we don't like and tell them that either they do what we want them to do, or we're going to shoot them. Because you know something, we just can't afford to do that anymore, and it's counterproductive, and it causes American lives. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good morning.
You too.
All right. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ron in Sun Valley, Idaho. Ron, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on your comments regarding Miss Pelosi. I've been fortunate enough to have traveled the world, and I understand keenly what's going on, insofar that I believe that we need to speak out of one voice to leaders of foreign countries. I agree with you on one hand that we should sit down and try to discuss situations with some of these countries, but that's why we have a State Department. I think that having or other people represent United States policy that's not part of our administration, it's counterproductive. I think we got to speak from one voice, and we can't play our politics on the world stage. It just damages us.
Well, I think you got a really good point, except we have a problem in this country. And the problem we have in this country is that the administration and the folks that are in power here are the type who don't want to talk to anybody, and they've shown that. Who have excuse me. Can I just finish? Because I let you finish, so could I do it? Or no?
What?
Thanks. Have done nothing for 6 years. And on top of that, Dan Bartlett, who is the White House counselor and is very close to the president, gets on Face the Nation yesterday and starts going after the Speaker of the House. Meanwhile, how come he doesn't have anything to say about the three Republican congressmen that are over there and that met with Assad yesterday? What am I missing?
Well, I think that depending on the party, I think we just have to speak consistently.
You're not addressing what I just asked you. Don't be a politician, Ron. I mean, come on, just answer the question. Why is it that it's wrong on one hand if it's the Speaker of the House, but on the other hand, if it's three people, members of their own party, that's okay, and they have no track record?
I'll tell you why. Well, first of all, Ms. Pelosi doesn't have a track record either. But the issue here is the voice of the three congressmen are consistent with the administration.
Oh, so that makes it okay. So in other words, they're allowed to speak for the administration. Well, you know what, Ron? I never heard anybody from the State Department. I never heard anybody from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue appoint, request, or say anything to these three Republican congressmen about going over there. So how do you know that they represent the administration point of view? How do you know that they represent the American point of view? And, you know, so let me just stop there. You made the statement, so I want you to back that up. Where does that come from?
All right. Well, I mean, it's the same thing you could say about Ms. Pelosi. How does she represent the United States.
Well, I didn't make the claim that she represented the United States of America. She represents the United States of America by virtue of the fact that she is the Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives, and that, as Barbara Boxer said here a couple of weeks ago to Daniel Inhofe, that elections have consequences. But the thing is, your point of view is we have to speak with one voice, but I want you to tell me what Frank Wolf, Joe Pitts, and Robert Anderholt, what their position is on the Middle East. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi is third in line for the presidency. These guys that I'm mentioning, as far as I know, they're backbenchers. But how do they represent us? I mean, what is their position?
Well, look, all right, I'll give you this. I'll give you this, Jay. I don't think that we should have anybody going over there unless they represent, like from the State Department, somebody that represents us so that we can speak with one voice. It's not so much a party issue for me. It's an issue of being consistent with who we are and how we represent ourselves overseas. And if we have people from regardless of parties, or whether independents, Republican, Democrats, and everybody is espousing their views, I think it just makes us look bad. That's my whole point.
Okay, as long as you want to be consistent, and as long as you want to spread that out, and as long as you want to go and say Democrats and Republicans, and so then, therefore, would you say that Mr. Bartlett is playing partisan politics, and that you can bet that the right-wing talkers will play partisan politics with this all day today, and we'll say nothing about the three Republican congressmen? Would you agree to that?
I'm going to agree with that completely. I'm going to say this. I'm going to go a little further. I think that the climate in Washington has been so poor with respect to partisanship on both sides of the aisle, not just one way or the other. And I think it damages us in our foreign policy.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'll end on this. One, I disagree with you about Nancy Pelosi. I'm glad she's going. And two, if you want to talk about partisanship, okay, Ron? And I assume you're a Republican and a conservative.
I am conservative.
Okay, I want to tell you something, okay? Here's what I'm tired of. You want to talk about partisanship? Because I disagree with George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Mitch McConnell, or anybody else who thinks that the administration's foreign policy in Iraq or anywhere else is correct. I'm tired, and a lot of us are tired, of being called unsupportive of the troops, unpatriotic. Because let me tell you something, my friend. We pay just as much taxes as you do, and probably more, because most people under this administration who are in the 1% to 5% tax bracket get a huge break. And we own the American flag with our blood and our sweat and our tears as much as you guys do. So when you want to tell me about how it's a poor condition in Washington, and you're tired of the partisanship, okay? Heal your own house. Stop those people from getting out and making those extreme statements about those of us who don't see things as you guys do. And when you can do that, then you can turn around and you can come to us and tell us to be quiet. Because we're not the cartoon characters that you folks make us out to be. And I'm every inch of an American as you are, or Dick Cheney. As a matter of fact, I'm more of an American than Dick Cheney is. You know why? Because I can read the frickin' Bill of Rights, Ron, and I know what America stands for, and I know how the system works, and I understand my history. Have a safe drive. I love you. Goodbye. 7:53, Gina checks traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not too bad a ride so far. Pretty busy highways, though, especially on that north end of the metro area. That includes southbound 25, I-70 to Spears. You make your way downtown and eastbound 270 across Commerce City. Looks like that wreck eastbound 6 at Kalamath out of the way, as is the one southbound Tower at Pena. But we did have a problem with a semi apparently on fire at I-70 near E-470. We also have U.S. 6 through Clear Creek Canyon closed due to that rock scaling work that continues today. Weather, partly cloudy, windy in the afternoon, high of 67. Right now, under partly cloudy skies, it's 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Land O'Lakes is the natural choice for wholesome eggs. When you want the...
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure.
But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products, use as directed.
With us or against us, I guess that's the way it goes, Al.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
They were born in Antwerp, Belgium. She in 1884, he in 1885. They were married in 1905. They were passengers aboard the SS Zealand, which arrived at Ellis Island in 1912. They are waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
Here's the thing about college. It's expensive. I've got enough money for first semester, but second semester? Yikes.
Coming up short? Listen, if you need money for college, just call College Loan Corporation. We've got the student loan you need to help pay for college expenses. And after you're approved, you could have your money in as little as a few days.
Our son just started college, but we're already having trouble covering all the expenses. We need some help.
Textbooks, classes, room and board, we can help you get the loan you need to pay for it all, even a new computer. To find out how much money you can get, call 1-800-900-3496.
My scholarship money covers my tuition, but as far as housing goes, I guess I'll just sleep on my friend's couch.
Coming up short? Don't sweat it. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Find out how much loan money you can get to help pay for school. For free information, call 1-800-900-3496. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-900-3496.
You're talking to CEO of InfoUSA and creator of Sales Genie, Vin Gupta, and he's on a mission to help every salesperson and business owner make more money. Vin, how are you going to do it?
I'm going to give anyone who calls today 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Wow. How come?
I want to show every salesperson and every business owner, if you have the right sales leads, your sales and profits will skyrocket.
Well, just listen to how Sales Genie worked for this business owner.
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand. No business in the world could afford to be without it.
Quite an endorsement.
I don't care what you sell. We have the sales leads and mailing list you need. And to prove it, I will give you 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Okay, folks, call Sales Genie to select your own 100 free sales leads. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416.
Food from the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works. But we still need your help. More students are on the way. These young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of a business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves at Whole Foods, Ralph's, Vons, and Food for Less. They are even available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood, honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. A student is standing by to receive your call.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:58. A couple of minutes before 8 o'clock. I want to get into this whole thing about America. I want to get into this whole thing about what we stand for. I want to get into this whole thing about what Ron was talking about and about, you know what, I just want to rant and rave. So, you want like a 20-minute report on bug development? You should probably go to another radio station or something because I'm really going to get into it. So, you stick around. Maybe I'll get myself fired.
AM 760. 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, traffic, weather, ski report, and listen to AM760 live, courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
If you have a lawsuit pending and you need cash right now, this radio commercial could change your life. You have bills to pay and money is a problem. Your court date seems a lifetime away. Well, if you can't afford to wait any longer, call Personal Injury Capital now at 1-800-700-1870. We can give you the cash you need immediately, from $500 to $50,000 or more. And if you lose your case, you don't have to pay us back. Just keep the money. To find out how much cash you can get right now, call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
I was desperate. My bills were backed up and my creditors were hounding me. When I got a check for $20,000, it was a lifesaver.
We've helped thousands of people with pending lawsuits get the money they need and help them put their lives back together. Call right now to find out how much cash you can get. Call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Airline service from bad to worse. A Wichita State University study out this morning shows a decline in airline quality ratings for the third year in a row. More late flights, more passengers bumped, more luggage lost. Study co-author Dean Headley says cost-cutting has a lot to do with that.
They've lost 150,000 people in the industry that handle bags and take tickets and various other things. There's fewer people, more people on each airplane, more bags on each airplane. That's pretty much a recipe for disaster.
Flight delays, the airlines say, don't blame us.
The airlines blame bad weather and a maxed out air traffic control system for the slip in quality. And the new study doesn't even include the major delays experienced by JetBlue and United passengers in February.
CBS's Nancy Cordes in New York.
I say hi.
EMI, the third biggest record label in the world, is announcing a deal with Apple to sell its songs through iTunes with no restrictions on copying. EMI's roster includes Coldplay, Norah Jones, the Rolling Stones, and the Beatles, but Beatles songs are not part of the deal. If you have asthma, you might want to watch your weight. CBS's Barry Bagnano tells us why.
Obesity and asthma, linked in a study in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. It finds...
there's a 50% increase in asthma in this population of overweight and obese patients.
That surprises Dr. Len Horowitz, a specialist at New York's Lenox Hill Hospital. But he says it's clear additional weight will cause the bellows of the chest to work harder to breathe. The study authors argue asthma should be added to the long list of illnesses in which obesity is a risk factor. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Powerful tsunami overnight in the South Pacific washed entire villages into the sea in the Solomon Islands. At least 13 people are known dead, but authorities expect that number to go higher. Relief worker Frida Khanna says some families have been scattered.
So many children are missing, actually. Parents are still looking for the children.
The Iranians are sending mixed signals about the British sailors and Marines they've been holding for more than a week now. The Iranian radio says all 15 have confessed to violating Iranian waters, but Iranian television will stop showing confessions like this one.
Yes, I'd like to say to the Iranian people, I can understand why you are so angry about our intrusion into your waters.
The Iranians say they're stopping the tapes because of what they call positive changes in Britain's position. The British are still demanding the release of the sailors, but they have agreed to talk about ways to prevent future disputes. Researchers at Duke University have found that differences in 221 genes can separate smokers who've been able to kick the habit from those who can't. Their research shows there is a biological basis for addiction. They hope that one day they'll be able to use genetic markers to tailor stop smoking programs on the basis of a person's genetic makeup. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are up a little more than 2 points. NASDAQ is down about 2. This is CBS News.
Clearance days at Dollar General just got better. Now get 25 to 50% off our everyday low prices on specially marked apparel.
Dollar General, that's the spot. Look at everything I got.
And 33% off specially marked home decor and housewares while supplies last. Your circular for more great savings, like 100-ounce Tide Liquid for $5, 34.5-ounce Folgers for $50. Good through April 7th. Save time, save money every day.
Dollar General.
Give a lady you a hand, and for all that you do.
risk an important presentation by letting just anyone print it. Trust Office Depot for guaranteed on-time, high-quality, professional-looking documents. Our design print and ship depot can print almost anything and ship it almost anywhere. Just bring us your document or go online at OfficeDepot.com and let Office Depot lend you a hand.
Whoa, Office Depot!
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Colorado Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo has been flirting with a presidential bid for more than a year now. Today he's officially expected to announce he's going for it. He'll make the announcement in Iowa, where political caucuses start the presidential nominating season early next year. Tancredo, of course, a leading supporter of securing the border and cracking down on illegal immigration. He concedes he's a long shot, but he hopes to rattle the cage of Arizona Senator John McCain by appealing to conservatives on immigration, abortion, and other issues. Residents of Holly continue to clean up following Wednesday night's deadly tornado. Gary Renville of Metro Volunteer says the work is getting done very quickly.
Streets are looking good. Houses, tree limbs are starting to look good in terms of getting those all taken care of and hauled off to the dump. So kind of immediate needs taken care of real dangerous things kind of lying on the ground, and now we're moving into a recovery effort.
Renville says there's still a great need for volunteers to help serve meals. He also says money to the Red Cross for the Holly Tornado Relief Fund is greatly appreciated. Insider trading trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nascio entering week number three today. So far, no smoking gun. And what's in a name? Voters in Commerce City will decide tomorrow whether it's time to change that city's moniker. If they agree to ditch the name, voters would choose a new one in November. Those who want to change it say the gritty title of Commerce City doesn't really fit anymore. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We did have a wreck westbound 70 east of Havana, so that's kind of a sluggish spot for us right now. Otherwise, not too bad around the metro area. Looks like eastbound 6 doing much better through Lakewood. That wreck around Kalamath was cleared. Northbound lanes of I-25, though, pretty busy between Lincoln and C-470. It looks like C-470 is catching a lot of drag as well eastbound across both Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies. Some winds by afternoon and a high of 66. Tonight, we could get some rain showers, a little less windy, low of 32. Right now, fair and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
An early spring application of Revive is the first step to a beautiful lawn. Apply Revive now to take advantage of spring.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
The airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Your car looks amazing, man. How do you find the time?
Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast, quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers and Mississippi.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What a fabulous day out it's going to be today. High 71 and breezy. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 807, 7 minutes after 8 with Jay Marvin. And good to have you along on this Monday morning. By the way, let me give a free plug to the Finish Line Car Wash. You know, I've got that location on Colorado and Mississippi, I think it is. Yeah, that's where I go. These guys are really good. And they go the extra mile to take care of your automobile. So hats off to those folks. Okay, and also I want to say, because I haven't said this morning, thank you to everybody who came out to Rockies on Saturday for the early bird sale and saw me out there, and we had a chance to visit and talk about a whole variety of issues. And one of the issues that I talked to somebody about on Saturday, and then Mary and I were talking about it yesterday, and I thought, man, I'm going to bring this up because I really feel like this is important. And I've kind of touched on it. I kind of touched on it last week, but I want to take it even further. And that's the idea that those of us that are liberal or progressive, and I aim these comments particularly at those of you out there who are conservative or who are independent, and you may be over here listening to this radio station because you're looking for something else on the dial that might be interesting, because what's going on the others is just flat wearing you out, and you're tired of hearing the same grinding and the same whining and complaining that goes on all the time, and the same, what I think is a lot of times, manufactured indignation about things using double standards and unreliable sources. I am really indignant about this, but being indignant about it is not going to fix it. What's going to fix it is if we get together, if we band together, and we decide that we need to do something about it. And here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the idea that one party in this country, or one group of people in this country and in this state, own the idea of patriotism, love of country, and motives based on love of country. This goes on all the time. My favorite example about this is John Turk and I. This was last year, I think it was, that this happened. We went to a dinner, and I'm not going to tell you what the organization is, but we went to a dinner, and they started out the night's proceedings with a Pledge of Allegiance. And John and I, and his wife Stacy was there too, we all stood for the Pledge of Allegiance. I've been doing that since I've been a kid. I don't know about you. And a conservative talk show host with another radio station turned to us and said, "Oh, I didn't know you guys still did this." Wasn't that what he said? Was it something like that, John? Isn't that what he said?
"I didn't know you guys still standed for this kind of thing."
Yeah. And I don't really know whether he was kidding or whether he wasn't kidding. And we looked at him like, what the... Well, I can't say that word on the radio, but use your imagination. Because we love the country. We want the best for the United States of America. We want the United States of America to stand for something. We have good feelings about the country. But there's been this idea that's been fostered for 30, 35 years, maybe longer, that's not what we're about. That's not how we feel. And some of this is in reaction to and as a holdover from some of the extremism that went on during the Vietnam War. And I'm talking about college students displaying National Liberation Front flags and other things that the media picked up on. And I'm not going to deny that I didn't have some of those extreme feelings, because I did. But most of us were young. And if you look around in the world, yeah, you can say, well, I think they have a better healthcare system. I think that they get more vacation days. I think that they have a better idea. Well, that may be true, because we don't have the corner on all the great ideas on the planet. But the thing is, this is our country, we live here, and it's up to us to try to make it better. And I would hope that most of us, regardless of where we sit in the political debate, feel that way. But one side has managed to claim this. And the one side that's done it, and I think all of you know, are those people who sit on the right. They've not only managed to claim this, but they hide behind it every chance they get. Either with callers who call up here, and you've heard them do it, and I've gotten hot-headed about it, who call up here and try to question my patriotism, your patriotism, and our motives behind the feelings that we have, or they do it publicly. You've heard that a million times. I don't have to name names, and I don't have to point people out because you know enough to know who I'm talking about. And they make us out to be things that we're not. And they have these stereotypes that they foster about us. And these stereotypes are not true. And stereotypes about any group of people, 9 times out of 10, they turn out not to be true. Generalizations about people turn out not to be true because there's always a group of people who will come forward and they'll say, yeah, but wait a minute, that's not me. And I think there's a lot of us out there who do not fit these stereotypes. We just don't. And I feel like the number one thing we should do, all of us should do, is we should reclaim this country, and we should reclaim the American flag, and we should reclaim the idea that only one group of people are patriotic, and the rest of us are not. And I turned to Mary yesterday and I said, you know, I think what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to get an American flag, and I'm going to put it on the bumper of my car, of our car. And I said, you know, I'd like to take it one step further than that. I'd like to find a decal company or a company that prints bumper stickers and put an American flag on the bumper sticker with the words underneath, it's our country too. Or maybe we love our country too. Or something along those lines. So that every time one of these folks on the right, the ultra-right, turn around and try to shop that, say to them, well, I fly the flag. I have it on my car. I fly the flag in front of my house. Because most of the people I know who really do care about this country and who are involved and connected and care are far more patriotic a lot of the times than the people on the other side who claim that they're not. And I'm talking about public figures as well as just everyday people. And I don't mind naming public figures. And I think Congressman Mark Udall, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, Governor Bill Ritter, Joan Fitzgerald, Senator Joan Fitzgerald, Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff. I mean, the list can go, I can go on and on and on of people here. And if I've left anybody, and I've left a lot of people out, Pat Walk, who loves this country and is the state chair of the Democratic Party. And what we do is we allow these folks to get away with this. We allow them to own this image of the American flag, and we allow them to own this image of patriotism. And what we do every day is we allow this to go on. And we allow them to make cartoon characters out of us. That we're all granola-eating, tree-hugging, and you've heard all of that stuff. That our morality is relative. So that they're characterizing themselves, and they're addressed in the media as being, and I'm talking about James Dobson and his followers, and people who are on the authoritarian right, they're addressed by the media as being values voters. As if to imply that you and I don't have any values. And that's not true. I know a lot of people. Most of the people I know who are progressives and liberals have values. I mean, if they didn't, why would they care? Why would they be involved? So they make all of these charges about us. And these charges are ridiculous. And they're stupid. And there are many different shades of liberals and progressives. And there are many different shades of Democrats. And no, we're not always going to agree. And we're all going to be coming from a different place at times. But that's fine. Why fear that? But we're as American as anybody else. And this idea that we're not is ridiculous. Or how about this one? That, well, if you're a liberal or a progressive, you can't be religious. That's stupid. Because there are countless churches, synagogues, mosques, all kinds of religious organizations across this country that are dealing in all kinds of things that are for the betterment of the country. And I don't think anybody stops them at the door and says, what's your politics? So here's what I'm proposing. I'm proposing that we stand up and that we say, you haven't gotten a monopoly on the love of this country. And I'll tell you what, I'd like to take it a step further. I'd like to get some of these bumper stickers printed up. I just got to find somebody who will do it for me. And I'd like to go stand out in front of the Republican Party of Colorado's headquarters and pass them out. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm sick and tired of these stereotypes being foisted off on the media. And the only way we're going to stop it, and the only way we're going to reclaim this image and tell people what we really are, is we just got to stand up and we just got to mouth it. We got to mouth it. And I'm tired of being passive about this. And that's why I said that so forcefully to Ron last hour. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8, 303-713-7600. Let's talk about patriotism. Let's talk about the American flag. Let's talk about love of country. And let's talk about stereotyping. Anybody want to get into this dialogue? I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. No right or wrong. Just your take. And if you're conservative, and you think we're un-American, okay, you think we're unpatriotic?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
Another house. 2 half-minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills.
I thought we agreed on a washer.
You ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Get down here.
Now get both. Get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. And if you don't have an account with us, open one and get 10% off your first purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. Max discount $200 based on available credit. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-5158 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-5158. 1-800-500-5158.
Rachel Maddow is coming to Boulder on Monday, April 9th, and we want you to meet her.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow.
Log on to am760.net and register for your chance to have drinks and appetizers with Rachel at the Boulder Broker Inn.
I love her show.
She sounds totally different in person.
Here's your opportunity to hang out with us.
She is exactly what I thought she'd look like.
It's a meet and greet with Rachel Maddow from AM760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, she's got big feet.
It's after 8. Good morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Breezy today. High 71. Talking about patriotism here and about owning it. And really, I guess what I'm talking about, too, is ownership of the American flag. And the fact that... And so many other things, too, about the characterizations that we're subjected to, which are not true. Let's go to John in Brush. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You know, as I listened to you talking, what I wanted to say was the conservatives are right. We're not patriotic because they have redefined the term. It's the same thing with religion or, you know, being a Christian or a true believer. By redefining the term, they have claim to it. And, you know, patriotism is not that you love your country. Patriotism is that you have the right bumper sticker in the right place on your car and that you fly a flag. Doesn't mean you take care of it or care about it. It doesn't mean all of those things that used to mean patriotism. It's now a whole bunch of outward signs. It means, you know, you voted for Bush. It means you have the right bumper. If you've got a carry bumper sticker on your car, you're not patriotic.
Well, the reason that stuff goes on is because we've allowed it to.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure necessarily we've allowed it, but because...
Well, yes, we have. Oh, yeah, we certainly have. Yes, we have. We certainly have allowed it to happen. We have sat back, and we have allowed it to happen.
Well, how do we... And the big question to me is it's not about politics or religion as much as it is about language. How have we... And maybe you're right, but how have we allowed the language to change... you know, I'm not sure.
By never having come forward and answered back, by giving lame excuses, by saying things like, well, your view of patriotism is not the same as my view. No, I'll tell you what we'll do. What we'll do is we'll work in any arena you want to work in, because the bottom line is that patriotism combines many elements, despite what somebody may go to the dictionary and describe to you. And patriotism has to do with a lot of stuff regarding the country you live in. And we've allowed them to take that, and then what they do is they beat us over the head with it every single day, and we don't stand up, and we don't say, wait a minute, that's not true. That's not true at all. And I'll tell you something else. There are elements of progressives and liberals, and also the left, that grimace and frown when they see people with American flags. And what I'm saying is that the majority of us don't feel that way, and that what we ought to do is we ought to put flag bumper stickers on the back of our cars, we ought to fly flags, we ought to stand up, we ought to say, wait a minute, okay? Let's compare who's done what, let's talk about what this means, and let's take this stuff back and stop allowing them to A, attack us, and B, define what they think love of country ought to be.
The difficulty is that by doing that, we, in a sense, become part of their definition.
Oh, who cares? You want to know something? John, I love you, but I'm going to tell you something. Okay? I'm going to tell you something. I'm so tired of we can't. The problem is, no, there's no problem. The Stars and Stripes, the national anthem, all of that stuff belongs to me, and it belongs to you, and it belongs to everybody in this country. And it doesn't make any difference what religion you are. It doesn't make any difference what color you are. It doesn't make any difference what your cultural background is. And it basically doesn't make any difference where you came from. If you're an American citizen and you live here, then it belongs to all of us. And the bottom line is you can disagree with somebody on the other side about foreign policy, about domestic policy, but that's what this country is supposed to be about. It's not supposed to be about, well, we all have to march lockstep together. And I'm tired of just having to accept things like, okay, this is the definition of those people. You know what? Here's the definition of who we are. We love the country as much as you do.
I don't disagree with you. But what I am trying to get across is this idea that if somebody has changed the language in their mind, then there is only, and I don't know how you change that back, and I don't know how you argue that, but if they've
by
changed,
standing up and saying it isn't true.
Well, I've been, the first time I really encountered that is when I ran across the religious people who say, I know God exists. And I said, what do you mean by no? Well, I know God exists.
Well,
I said, well, no is scientifically proved.
Yeah, but wait a minute, though. That's another debate. That's another.
Excuse me.
It's not the same debate. You have a right to be certain that God exists. Everybody has a right to have their feelings about God, whether you believe God exists, whether you believe God doesn't exist, whether you believe God is Allah, whether you believe God is Jesus, whether you believe God is God, whether you believe God is a fire hydrant. Everybody has a right to have all of that.
But
what they don't have a right to do is they don't have a right to turn around and say to me, you or anybody else, that you're going to hell, blah, blah, blah. Same thing, they don't have the right to tell me I'm not patriotic. I'm sick and tired of their BS.
Jay, you just listed a whole, you believe God, believe Allah, believe. You use the word believe and everybody knows what you mean, or we know what you mean. But if you use the word know, you mean something different, you judge something different, it becomes a thing
of
language.
Right,
and
what?
That's the battle.
Right,
the battle is language.
Right,
wait a minute.
Right,
wait,
no,
Jay,
wait, stop,
Jay, I listen to you.
No, stop.
I listen to you,
no, I'm not going to let you go on because stop. Okay, if I'm wrong and what I'm saying is wrong, you tell me what the alternative is.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm agreeing with you. But what I'm saying is...
Well, what you're sitting there saying is we can't do this, it won't work,
I'm not
blah,
saying
blah,
we can't
blah, blah, blah.
Do it.
You know what? Tell me what the alternative is. The alternative is to sit there and let them pound us every single day. I'm sick of it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that we shouldn't find a way to fight back. But I'm saying we need to identify the correct battle, and the battle is not about whether or not we have a flag sticker. The battle is about the language and the definition of the language.
I am so tired of this idealistic, and you know I love you. You know I love you. How many times have I put you on the air? Tons of times, right? True?
I'm the only lefty Frizzell fan out here.
Okay, yeah, that's right. And you and I have a lot in common. But you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the idealistic leftist kind of...
It's about language. We're going to frame all this.
You know what? BS. Crap. I stand up and I say the Pledge of Allegiance to the same damn flag as those people. That's my flag.
I don't disagree. I'm not disagreeing with you. But it is about language. It is.
I don't care about language.
That's
I don't
the
care
problem.
About any of that stuff. What I care about is the fact that it's mine too, and I intend to demonstrate it. And if they don't like it, they can tell me they don't like it. But the next person who says to me, oh, you're not patriotic. Your motives are suspect. Your values are relative. The next person that says that to me, I'm going to say to them, want to know something? I fly the flag every day. I pay my taxes. I vote. I'm involved. I give money to charities. I give money to political candidates. I do things for other people. I know the Bill of Rights. I love my country. And you're not going to stand there and you're not going to tell me I don't. Because you have nothing to back that claim up with. And you have no way to prove that claim. And basically what you're doing is you're doing the worst thing that you can do to somebody. Which is to attack their patriotism. And we had somebody in this country once who did it before. And his name was Joe McCarthy. And Joe died a penniless drunk. And he was not right. And I'm sick and tired, John, of standing there every day and saying nothing and going along with this and having these folks use it. And they do. They do it not only when they call, but they've also done it in email, John. And I'm tired of it. And I'm not going to stand for it anymore. And they don't own any of those symbols. We all own them. We buy them with our blood, and we buy them with our tax dollars, and we buy them with the everyday deeds that we do. It's just like they don't own the government. They don't own the Pentagon. They don't own any of that stuff, and they don't have a corner on it. And that's where I'm coming from. And you know what? We can sit around and have debates and discussions about language all we want. But the time now, I think, and I believe this with my heart, is for you and me to step up to the plate and take these people on. And furthermore, I'll tell you something else. You love Lefty Frizzell? I love Lefty Frizzell. Lefty Frizzell is uniquely American. He's a product of America. So, enough's enough. All right, I gotta go. I love you, John. Call me again.
Have a good morning.
Okay. Gino with traffic at 8:36.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not a lot going on. It looks pretty good. We're starting to move out of the heavy part of the commute. We did have a wreck that was in the final cleanup westbound I-70 east of Havana. We've got some construction making it a pretty slow go in Henderson westbound I-76 near 88, so watch out for that. Two-car wreck in the final stages, Lincoln and Spear. Weather today, partly cloudy, windy by afternoon, high of 67. Currently, though, fair and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Land O'Lakes is the natural choice for wholesome eggs. When you want the very best for your family, try Land O'Lakes all-natural farm-fresh eggs. You'll really taste the difference. Land O'Lakes, where simple goodness begins.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, traffic, weather, ski report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you, everybody, who came out to Rocky's Autos for the early bird sale. I was there this past Saturday and had a great time. I mean, there were a lot of people there at 8 a.m. when the gates open of vehicles. The prices are right. The people out, I talked to so many people who were repeat customers. Really, if you're going to buy a car, this is the place to go get the most bang for your buck. I just don't really have enough time here to tell you.
.com. Jobs for Progressive Shuffle. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy, high today 71. We're talking about patriotism and about us being stereotyped. I tell you something else. I've thought about this. I've thought about, you know what I should do is I should start the show every morning. What time do we usually start? We usually start about 6. Is it about 6:10? I should start every morning with the Star Spangled Banner.
You know what, Jay? It's kind of my daughter, my 5-year-old daughter, says it. She does the Pledge of Allegiance every night before she goes to bed.
Yeah.
You know, she does it at school, and she likes it, and she thinks it's like her prayer at night, you know? I mean, she likes to say the Pledge of Allegiance before she goes to bed.
No, I think that's great.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. You know, she puts a little hand over her heart and does her thing, and I just think it's cute.
I do, too. I'm absolutely for it. Absolutely for it. Coming up after 9 o'clock, IAVA Veteran Outreach Director Perry Jeffries, who served as a first sergeant in Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom. This is the whole Pat Tillman thing we're going to get into here about how Bush knew about what happened to Pat Tillman and kept quiet about it and said nothing. Now, that's not patriotism. Let's go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, I think you're really right to call people out on the carpet for this. Maybe what we need are patriotism duels where, someone insults your patriotism, you challenge them and ask them what they've done for their country recently.
See, I think that's exactly what we ought to do. I think we ought to not only do that, but I think we ought to make them explain. We ought to say to them, look, my car's right outside. Why don't you go look at it? It's got an American flag on it. What does that mean? Do you think I put it up there because I think it's like cute or cool decoration? No. I did it because you guys don't own this.
Mm-hmm.
We own it. It's ours.
Well, I think the reason these people are attacking you, Jay, is because their patriotism is fragile. And what I mean by that is that they're not confident in it, and so they have to lash out at you. It's like after 9/11, I moved to New York City 2 weeks after 9/11, and I never felt like our country was in mortal danger from terrorists. I still don't. I think it would be, you know, we have to work as hard as we can to stop them from doing something like setting off a nuke in a major U.S. city, which they could do. But they're never going to take us down. The only power that can take us down is ourselves. And, wise people have said this from the start of our country. Now, these people are so fragile, they can't question their country. They can't question their government. And it's like the same thing with faith. Like if you talk to someone whose faith is fragile, they're afraid to question it, and they start lashing out and attacking you. And I would make the distinction that you have a stronger sense of patriotism because you're willing to question your country. And it's a more mature type of patriotism. It's like, you know, a child believes everything their parents say, but as they get older and become a mature adult, they start to say, hey, wait a minute, you're not right about that, Dad or Mom. But, the people who are attacking you have that fragile childlike patriotism where they can't question it. They just believe everything the government says. And you're saying, no, wait a minute. I love my country, but I don't believe everything that our government's doing. And Mark Twain said it best. He said, you know, patriotism is loving your country all the time and your government when it deserves it.
I can't argue with anything you're saying here. I think you're right. I think also the reason that they do it is because we have let them do it, and it has proven effective, and they've gone to that card for years and years and years, dating back to Joe McCarthy and before Joe McCarthy, and we've allowed it. We've always allowed it to go on. We've always allowed it to go on.
Yeah.
And in some ways, we've played into their hands, and in a lot of ways, we play into their hands every single day because we allow them to make us into cartoon characters, and we allow them to successfully get away with defining us. And the only people who can define us are us. And they don't own anything having to do with this country. They don't own anything having to do with major religions. They are not, it is not exclusively their property, and we need to say to them, enough's enough.
Well, here's a response you could have, Jay. When someone questions your patriotism, say, now you're questioning my patriotism. Does that mean that you're unconfident about your... It's like, you know, guys who are might be insecure about their sexuality. They're the ones that seem to lash out against gays or, you know, maybe guys who are insecure about their manhood, they have to get a big Hummer and drive that around because, you know, I think we, you know, the people who are overreacting are the ones that we should question most and say, well, wow, why do you need that?
Well, it's like guys who tell you that it's quote unquote big.
Yeah.
When in reality, if it was, you wouldn't have to tell me.
Right.
But I want to find an effective way to get the message across to the public in general. And I'm talking about people who are independent. I'm talking about uncommitted voters. I'm talking about even those people on the right. I want to communicate something to them. And I really, 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 and maybe this is another one of my plans that just won't work. And maybe it'll run aground. Maybe it won't happen. But I really, really want to get those stickers. I really want to get them, and I really, really want to pass them out in front of Dick Wadham's castle there, wherever the Republican state party's headquarters are. I really want to do it. I really want to do it bad.
We'll put them up on the website, Jay. I'll buy one.
Well, never mind about buying one, man. I'll give you one.
All right. Well, do it.
I just got to figure out how to get it done. That's all.
There are websites that do that. I'll find one and email it to you. I mean, they do T-shirts too. You know.
And the other thing is, you know what? If I got to pay for it myself, I will.
All right. Well, good. Keep up the battle, Jay.
Well, Brian, and thanks for your support. And let me ask you one last final thing.
Mm-hmm.
We got. You know what? Where else we got to go on this?
Where else?
Yeah. In other words, they've drawn the line, and I don't know about you, but I intend to cross it.
Yeah, I think it is really important, and I don't know. I think confronting people back, and I like this idea of a duel. Say, all right, you want to challenge me? Let's have a you know, the old days they would throw down the gauntlet, and that's what they're doing. You're responding, Jay, and you're putting your honor on the line around patriotism, and so. Have a list of things together and say, maybe carry that around with you, Jay, and say, here's a list of the things I've done for my country recently. Let me hear yours.
Well, that's right. Like they that. Make the statement. Let them back it up. Thanks,
yeah.
Brian.
Okay.
All right, man.
Take care. Thanks.
8:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about patriotism and liberals and patriotism and progressives and patriotism and the left and patriotism and the right and who owns what and why we're in this situation where they have convinced a lot of the public that they own it. I think the time is right now for us to take it back. 303-713-7600. Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like that wreck finally out of the way, westbound I-70 near Havana. We have a little slowing through that area, though. Expected all the way back to 225. Eastbound 270 still stacked up across Commerce City, and we have some orange barrels that are causing a slow-moving traffic westbound I-76 near 88. They were still trying to get a wreck out of the intersection near Colorado and Alameda. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, windy in the afternoon, high of 67. Tonight we could get some rain showers, less windy, low of 32. Right now it's fair and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive.
Altitude is the television home for the Denver Nuggets, Colorado Avalanche, and the Colorado Mammoth. Altitude is also the official network of the Fan. Don't miss the Nuggets, Avalanche, and Mammoth. The action's on Altitude. Altitude, available on Comcast Channel 25.
Rachel Maddow is coming to Boulder on Monday, April 9th, and we want you to meet her.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow.
Log on to am760.net and register for your chance to have drinks and appetizers with Rachel at the Boulder Broker Inn.
I love her show.
She sounds totally different in person.
Here's your opportunity to hang out with us.
She is exactly what I thought she looked like.
It's a meet and greet with Rachel Maddow from AM760 Progressive Talk.
Wow, she's got big feet.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-5158 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-5158. 1-800-500-5158.
We're talking to CEO of InfoUSA and creator of Sales Genie, Vin Gupta. And he's on a mission to help every salesperson and business owner make more money. Vin, how are you going to do it?
I'm going to give anyone who calls today 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Wow. How come?
I want to show every salesperson and every business owner, if you have the right sales leads, your sales and profits will skyrocket.
Well, just listen to how Sales Genie works for this business owner.
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand. No business in the world could afford to be without it.
Quite an endorsement.
I don't care what you sell. We have the sales leads and mailing list you need. And to prove it, I will give you 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Okay, folks. Call Sales Genie to select your own 100 free sales leads. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprin HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprin's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprin HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of Nuvaprin HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581. 581.
Stop it!
Why?
I'm trying to figure out my taxes before the deadline.
Sorry, I got people for that, so I'm pretty relaxed.
April 17th is the tax deadline. Haven't had your taxes done yet? Relax and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:53, 53 minutes. After the hour. Ooh, Neil Young, yeah. Breezy, hot day, 71, going to be a beautiful day. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. Okay, here I am expressing righteous indignation about patriotism, passing off judgments, saying what I think is right, and then I look down at my shirt, and I have a stain. I just can't win. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Eric in Denver. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I agree with you 100%. We've got to take the fight to the enemy, to borrow President Bush phrase there. But in my opinion, you can't fight the battle over who's more patriotic than who, and can't fight over the future of this country on bumper stickers and by calling representatives. I think there's only one place where this battle is being fought right now, and that's on the internet. The right wing has dominated the blog sphere, where they can sit there and agree with each other and spread lies and false information and go back and forth and pat each other on the back. And I think that's where people like us, progressives, need to go and attack them on the facts. And when they lie, call them out on it. And don't be afraid to go to some of these right-wing blogs to do this, because that's where they are. You got to fight them where they are.
Think there are people who do that, and there's certainly tons of liberal and progressive blogs out there. But I don't want to fight them over the definition of patriotism. I don't want to challenge their patriotism. I don't want to get into an argument about what the definition of it is or get into all of that. What I want to do is I want to, number one, take back a symbol that they have owned for a long, long time, which they don't have exclusive rights to. That's number one. And number two, I also want to stand up publicly and challenge their stereotyping of us, which lots of times basically goes unanswered. We don't bother to take them on and say, wait a minute, now you just made this statement. Now I want you to back that statement up, and I want you to prove to me that what you're saying is true. Because in the end, they can't prove it. It's an insupportable statement. And it's an insupportable statement because they can't look into our hearts and our minds. So it's the old deal of you say it long enough, people are going to begin to believe it. And they've been saying it for longer than a lot of folks, including myself, have been alive. And now it's time to tell them that we're not going to accept it anymore.
Well, you have a great platform here on the radio, and really for the average person out there, your average progressive, we don't have a lot of opportunities to really, you know, take these people on in any meaningful way.
Oh, yeah, you do. You sure do. You got it in a lot of ways. You've got it not only by calling in here. You've got it by taking the message in your own community. You've got it by going and getting into these discussions with people one person at a time. You've got it through voting. You've got it through backing candidates that you feel strongly about. You've got it through involvement. You've got a lot of options.
Well, this all goes back to why I think the Internet's the place to do it.
Well, I think we should do it.
That's where the big conversations are going on.
Well, I think we should do it there. I think we should do it everywhere. Because it's like this idea. You know, some it's like this idea. Every time there's an election and an election cycle, we should run everywhere. And I'm even talking about the South. I'm talking about the Midwest. I'm talking about every place. We should run every place there is to run. We should be involved every place there is to be involved. And we should be on every front there is to be on. And leave no stone unturned. Because as Howard Dean says, and it's very true, Eric, you don't ask, you won't get. And we need to start asking. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, coming up next, George W. Bush, the saga of Pat Tillman, and one soldier's reaction to this folly and this lie.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Nick, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Travelocity presents the Lucky in Vegas sale. Save $75 on a flight and four-night hotel to Las Vegas.
Hello, jackpot!
That's $75 more to enjoy on shows, tours, shopping.
Or blackjack. Hit me, baby.
The Lucky in Vegas sale. Book by April 30th and save $75.
Last one at the slot machines is a stinky tomato.
$75 off when you book with your MasterCard card. Visit Travelocity.com for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Energy. Hog the team! Get in that house and waste some energy!
No problem! It's got leaky windows and no attic insulation!
This house is under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated!
You have the power to get rid of energy hogs.
Someone's home!
He's got energy efficient light bulbs!
Go to energyhog.org for fun games and lots of hog busting tips.
Energyhog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
AM 760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mick Young.
I am ecstatic. This decision is huge. Historic.
Attorney General Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, one of a dozen states that joined in this case that's produced a key ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court on who has the authority to regulate greenhouse gases. Live to CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. And Andrew, set up this case for us, if you would, and why it's significant.
It's significant because the court's majority has just told the White House and the Environmental Protection Agency that they've been interpreting the Clean Air Act too narrowly to avoid doing more to regulate greenhouse gases to stop global warming. Now, a dozen states had sued the EPA to push the administration to do more, and now the court has sided with those states, a decision that definitely ratchets up both the political and the legal pressure on the White House. So it's a major win for environmentalists, Nick.
Well, the White House did win a high court victory as the justices reject an appeal from Guantanamo prisoners challenging their detention. Attorney Thomas Wilner represents 39 of the detainees.
All these people have ever asked for 6 years is a fair hearing to see if there's a basis for holding them, and they've never gotten that. And the Supreme Court now has delayed it again, and that's a great shame.
In February, a federal appeals court upheld a key provision of the law. What's the ideal weight gain for pregnant women? The current guidelines say the target is 25 to 35 pounds, but a new Harvard Med School study says those guidelines may have to be reconsidered because even women who followed them gave birth to babies who developed weight problems early in life. Dr. Isabel Blumberg is a New York City obstetrician.
You're eating for two, but you're eating for two in moderation. Don't forget the second person you're eating for is not a full-sized adult.
Well, the clock is ticking in New Orleans. A judge in that city says in a little more than 2 weeks he will release 42 criminal defendants because they're not getting proper legal representation. More from reporter Dave Cohen of CBS affiliate WWL.
With a massive backlog of criminal cases in New Orleans since Hurricane Katrina, Stephen Singer with the Public Defender's Office says each attorney is representing more than 100 suspects. Says they just can't offer all those arrestees a defense.
No one can. Not very good representation.
Judge Arthur Hunter is set to let 42 suspects go free as a result of the lack of representation. Singer says they're working to improve the situation.
Over the past several months, we've more than doubled the number of attorneys in the office.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Airline passenger satisfaction. You won't find as much in the annual survey done by Wichita State and the University of Nebraska. Customer dissatisfaction grew last year. Study co-author Dean Headley says airlines have cut and services suffered.
There's fewer people, more people on each airplane, more bags on each airplane. That's pretty much a recipe for disaster.
A major player in the home mortgage business has filed for bankruptcy. New Century Financial is the country's largest independent subprime mortgage lender. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 6, the Nasdaq off 3. This is CBS News.
Lost and found. How may I help you?
Well, I seem to be lost. I was hoping you could find me.
Find you? You're joking, right?
No, really.
Well, I'm sorry. This is Lost and Found, not Search and Rescue. What you need is a Garmin Nuvi GPS.
A Nuvi?
Yeah. You'd have all the street maps. You could look up addresses, services, you name it. Then follow the voice prompts right to the door.
Continue southeast to destination.
Gosh, I wish I had a Garmin right now.
So do I. Bye now.
Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
He was a first lieutenant with the 15th Field Artillery Regiment in World War I. He was an ironworker who helped build the Chrysler Building in New York City. He was a father to 3 daughters and 2 sons. He is waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.
DNA. Legislators say that loophole has allowed more to avoid the rules. The only opposition to the bill is over cost, which could hit $1.5 million. People in Holly slowly trying to return their lives to normal. Interfaith church services were held yesterday.
In 3 days, we cleared the ground of the debris, and Holly is ready for tomorrow.
The Reverend Dave Mormon saying faith and hope are not in short supply. An annual study that rates airline quality says more airline passengers got bumped, more bags were lost, and more flights were delayed for the third consecutive year in 06. But Denver-based Frontier is doing well in one area. Report shows Frontier had the second-best on-time performance in 2006, topped only by Hawaiian Airlines. And it's here, the first pitch of the Rockies' 2007 baseball season, just hours away.
To me, opening day is a sign of spring.
I just get into the crowds and the excitement that come with that.
Baseball in Denver, to me, is like Christmas. I love baseball.
Today's the day of hope and optimism for Rockies fans. After all, the Rockies are still undefeated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're looking pretty good right now around the metro area. Not a lot to be concerned with. Did have a wreck off the highway at Colorado and Alameda, and we still have some slowing westbound I-76 near 88. That was due to construction. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today looking for partly cloudy skies. Winds by afternoon, high of 67.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
6 minutes after 9 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. It's going to be a great day today. Breezy, high of 71. Hope you can get out there and enjoy it. You want to return to the debate about patriotism? We can do that. We'll do it after we cover this. We have IAVA's Veteran Outreach. I can get it. Director Perry Jeffries, who served as a first sergeant in Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom. And I want to talk to him about the story that came out. I believe it was Friday night this came out, and it really hasn't gotten the coverage, I think, that it hasn't really gotten the coverage I think that it deserves. And so, Sergeant, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, sir. Thank you for having me on.
All right. There's a story that broke Friday night. A general sought to warn George W. Bush not to say anything about how Pat Tillman had died in an enemy ambush. And when Bush gave a speech, I think it was like back in 2004, and it might have been at the correspondence dinner that they have every year, he talked about Tillman but never said anything about how Pat Tillman died. And he may have known that what had happened with Pat Tillman was not kosher. And this happened just 7 days after Pat Tillman's death. This is according to Time Magazine, and it's also according to the Associated Press, and the story's out there. What's your reaction to that?
Well, this whole thing has just become a foot shot, not just for the Army and the Pentagon, but now for this entire administration. And it's kind of a signpost to the way that they really use soldiers, because it's very easy for them to say, stand by the troops, stand by the troops. Although Mr. Bush apparently thinks that's a singular word. But then when you get down to it, they're not resourcing the VA. They're not resourcing the medical care properly. Everybody knew who Pat Tillman was when he joined the Army. They all knew what a great thing he did at his funeral. But as the information about the fratricide came through, now all of a sudden everybody has forgotten. They're not sure who read what. They don't know where the letter went. We see now that it was at the White House, but we don't know if anybody read it. And it just sounds all pretty shaky. And not just to me, but Pat Tillman's own mother, Mary, she's really upset. She said, when you hide this many facts, it starts looking like you're trying to cover up something else.
Boy, this administration loves that kind of stuff. They love answering questions by saying, members of this administration, by saying, we don't remember, we don't know, we can't. They never once really come forward unless they're pressed entirely under oath, and even then they don't do it. They never once come forward and say, yeah, we read that. I mean, it's always we can't remember. Have you ever noticed that?
Well, one of my complaints is where are the adults? So that's been one reason why I'm happy Mr. Gates has come on, because it seems like he's an adult, but everybody else, it seems like you're dealing with your kids, and you can see the chocolate smeared around their mouth, and he'll say, I don't know where I got it, until you point out the wrapper in his back pocket to him. And it just seems like every day We're dealing with some new childish avoidance of responsibility out of this administration.
How does this affect troop morale, this Tillman situation?
You know, I got to be pretty honest. I work with some soldiers as a contractor, and they most of these guys, they really don't follow the news that closely. You'll hear them, you know, one off it. Somebody will make a smart comment here or there. But most of the soldiers are so busy, they're really not awfully involved in the news. You may have heard that they're announcing this morning they're sending a couple of divisions back to Iraq with less than a year back here. So they're barely getting unpacked before they're returning. And honestly, I think a lot of this stuff does not soak in very well, or you'd hear a larger outcry.
So basically, this whole thing about troop morale and about you're not supporting the troops and you're undermining their morale and those kind of charges that we repeatedly hear all the time, basically, those men and women who are over there, they're too busy trying to stay alive to absorb this stuff.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And you know, the troops are American citizens. And so just like Pat Tillman, who was not in favor of the Iraq War, who read Noam Chomsky, more than willing to go and defend his country and follow his orders, happy to fight in Afghanistan where he saw a terrorist threat, not so thrilled about Iraq, but continuing to do his duty. Most of these soldiers are all over the spectrum, so they have their own, you know, personal political desire. They will follow their orders, but I haven't heard any real soldier criticize the debate. In fact, a lot of them say that's why they're fighting, so that people back here can debate. And it's up to us to act as adults and not use them, because I can guarantee you that just because somebody's exercising their freedom and looking out for them, the soldier's morale is not suffering for that.
9:12, 12 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. IAVA's Veteran Outreach Director, Perry Jeffries, who served as a first sergeant in Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom. But yet the administration continues to do this. I mean, every time George W. Bush talks about the troops or gets into this whole thing, you always see people in uniform. You always see men and sometimes women in uniform standing behind them. I often wonder how in the world they could do that, but I guess they have no choice because they're ordered to do it, correct?
Well, for instance, when he comes here, they start very early in the morning, and they assemble a large group of soldiers, and the president stands in front of them, which, interestingly enough, there's some different rules about the Hatch Act, which covers political activity. It is legal for the president to use the soldiers for political activity. And, you know, we sent a bunch of soldiers over on a detail. Some just didn't want to get up that early. Some wished they didn't have to stand behind them. Some few were very happy to see their commander-in-chief. So I'd hate to, you know, cover any of them in one big brushstroke. They're all over the place. And that's why IAVA, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, like soldiers to tell their own story. But I always think it's kind of unfortunate how many resources we expend in this political activity when we're hurting for, you know, medical repairs and medical maintenance and mine-resistant vehicles over in Iraq. There's a lot better places they could put that soldier's energy and the resources it costs to put on those appearances than just make a big poster.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody over the weekend who was saying that she knew people at her job where she works that have kids either going to Iraq or are in Iraq, and that they're trying to raise money to get helmets and armor and bulletproof vests, and that there are places on the internet where you can go and donate. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this going on? Why aren't these men and women properly equipped?
Yeah, there's, you know, it's really odd to see the differences in units and preparations. By and large, the Army has the new good helmets. The Marines are still suffering for them. That's often a decision by their own individual leadership. But like Mr. Gates said, it's that those leaders now responsibility to come up online and say, I need this or that, and he'll get it for them. And let's quit dumping money into these big iron projects, and let's put it into the soldier equipment where it's really needed. And I think that's the kind of message that this Tillman incident carries, yes, General McChrystal did send some letters warning about the political activity, but it was more to cover the president's butt than it did to do the right thing. And then that guy is still in place now, even though the Army says you should be held accountable. The Army itself hasn't really done much with this case. So it's just interesting the way the units decide to prioritize their equipment.
Yeah, it's strange that the generals that are involved in this whole Tillman situation are still there. And it's almost as if nobody who is involved in anything here is ever held responsible. And what that does is that generates an atmosphere of not only frustration, but also mistrust.
No, you're exactly right. And that's one of the reasons I got into veterans advocacy, because, you know, we were in the Dotter Desert without all the water we needed, and yet our families were being told back here, oh, they're crybabies, they have plenty. And there's some sort of a disconnect between our tactical commanders, the colonels that control each area, the lieutenant colonels that are and sergeants major that are driving around every day, and then these very senior generals that seem to skate away with almost no accountability for the situations they create. And that's gone on for years. It's always happened in the Army. But I don't think it's ever been so upfront as today, and we've never had a set of political leaders so willing to beat their breast with these people, but then only hold the lower-ranking soldiers accountable for anything.
What about Iraq now? You talk to people that are over there, and what's going on there now? Is the surge, and this is kind of off the subject a little bit, but is the surge working, or are... I mean, because I find it amazing that John McCain would make a statement about, well, there are areas that we could walk around in, and that Lindsey Graham is on the media saying, well, things are getting better, and I bought five rugs for $5, and you have all this rhetoric, but yet if you go look at the statistics, I mean, things there are bad.
Well, there's actually been something like a 15% increase in violence in Iraq
right. Overall.
And what Mr. Graham didn't manage to say is that for him to buy those five carpets at $1 a pop, it took 100 soldiers guarding him, three Black Hawk helicopters, two Apache helicopters, heavily armored vehicles. You know, I hate to think how many taxpayer dollars that we spent so that he could get that photo up and save a couple bucks on a cheap carpet that probably can't bring back to the States anyways. Now, that's just ridiculous. The surge, though, the real deal with the surge is not so much the troop strength, although it certainly requires numbers, but it's the change in tactics. It's putting our soldiers back out of the big forward operating bases, back into the smaller ones, working hand-in-hand with the Iraqi police. Wherever American soldiers are in control for a while, they'll do well. And so they will clear, and they will hold. The problem is there's no plan to build. I keep hearing people ask, what if the surge doesn't work? What will we do then? I think a big, very important question is, what if the surge does work? What do we do then? Because there is no final step. We're not able to complete that loop. So the soldiers will go in. They'll do what they have to do. They'll settle that area. And yet if we don't make some permanent change in that area, cultural and infrastructure, then as soon as they leave it, it'll slide right back into the violence. And, in fact, some of the people that do violence over there are finding ways around it even now. So that's the problem in the surge is not that the troop numbers or that the Americans can't control their area, but that we still don't have a great plan for turning it over. We still don't have a plan for what comes next.
Well, also look at Afghanistan. That's sliding backwards at a rapid, rapid, rapid rate. And apparently we didn't finish the job there either, and that's not the fault of the troops. That's the fault of the people who make the command decisions and set the policies. Let me ask you one more question, and this is about the administration. George W. Bush went to Walter Reed. With all of this that has come out now, do you think things will get better, or do you think that this will settle down, go to the back burner, and that we'll just move on?
I think things are going to get some better. The problem is, and it will get better for now, the problem is we need to look down the line at the veterans' hospitals. They're going to fix the military medical care for now. Mr. Gates is having meetings every 2 weeks. There's teams everywhere. They've been here to Fort Hood. They'll be back. And they're adding resources to the military budget that they should have asked for in the first place. But if you look at the budget that Mr. Bush submitted this year, the money for military health care drops off in 2009 rather than picks up when more of these soldiers hit the system. And starting in about 2008, 2009, lots and lots of these soldiers, whether we keep fighting or not, are going to end up in the Veterans Affairs system. And that's going to be our next big bad. It's not that great now for resources because once it becomes so overloaded and people wait so long to get into that good health care and the facilities become so overcrowded, that'll be that next crisis down the line.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely 100% right about that. Sergeant, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it, and look forward to having you on the program again. By the way, before you go, and I always ask this, give out information where people can get more involved with this.
We'd love for people to come sign up at the IAVA.org website. That's IAVA.org. If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, we'd love to have your story, whatever side of the spectrum you come from, because we need everybody to participate in this, and we think that we've picked issues that all soldiers can get behind. You can contact your legislators there. We've got a great newsletter system for people to sign up, ongoing blogs, Veterans of the Week, and they keep track of Mr. Rockoff's media appearances there, too.
Okay. Thank you so much. Once again, thank you for your service to your country and to veterans and for being on the program. Really do appreciate it, and we look forward to having you on again.
Thanks for helping us get the word out.
You got it. Anytime. Thank you so much. All right. There's Veterans Outreach Director Perry Jeffries from the IAVA. He served as a first sergeant in Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom. Go to IAVA.org. and find out more. All right, let's move to open phones, 303-713-7600. Oh, and I got something else to tell you, too. Does the name Matthew Dowd ring a bell? Maybe you missed this over the weekend. I got to talk.
Wouldn't it feel great if just once someone said to you, hey, you know what I noticed? You're a really good driver. But no one does. They take your impressive skills for granted. Well, Progressive will tell you. They're willing to say, yes, you are a good driver, and we're giving you a special rate, a special lower rate. You could save over $400 when you switch, just for being a good driver.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I love roller coasters. I like to look. I like to see things upside down.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
There's interesting people at amusement parks. I like to people watch and funnel cakes.
Her Match.com username is Milo's mom, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Or employment. In Denver, call 800-748-2074. The Head Start program is now taking applications for children ages 3 to 5. For the Brighton location, call 303-659-5128.
Digging into today's top stories with a Progressive Shuttle. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 926, 26 minutes after 9. High today, 71. Breezy, going to be a really good day. If you didn't see the story, you ought to check it out. The chief strategist for President George W. Bush's 2004 election campaign wrote an editorial that said Democratic presidential nominee Senator John Kerry was right in calling for withdrawal from Iraq. Kerry was right, but he never submitted it, according to an article published in yesterday's New York Times. And this ex-aide, his name is Matthew Dowd, details a loss of faith in Bush and his disenchantment with Bush. Now, Dowd was the keystone in the administration's efforts to portray Senator Kerry as a flip-flopper who could not be trusted with national security during wartime. He is the first of Bush's inner circle to break so publicly with him. And go to the New York Times. You can see the article that ran yesterday. Pretty revealing. Here's an email at am760.net from Chris. I won't give his last name. FYI, flag waving is nationalism, not patriotism. Patriotism is measured by the sacrifices you make for your country. Please don't continue to feed the wingnuts definition of patriotism. You know what, Chris? See, you play into their hands by this attitude. That's what you do. You play into their hands. And I love you, and I'm glad you're out there, and I thank you for listening to the show, but I'm sorry I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you at all. There's a certain amount of nationalism that runs in all of us. Too much nationalism is dangerous. But nationalism in itself isn't a bad thing. And most people have it. I just think it's time that we display it. And I don't think it's a bad thing. Because anything, and I don't care what it is, if you don't handle it with balance, and you don't handle it with common sense, then it's going to be overboard. But what you're sending me here is a typical kind of, and I mean this with respect, is a typical kind of cartoon left-wing kind of approach, which is okay. And there's nothing wrong with it, I just don't agree with it. And I'm not letting anybody own anything anymore, that's the way I feel. All right. I just don't know what else to say on this. I just am really, really, really bent on this thing. I'm really passionate about going out and redefining who we are and what we stand for. Here's one from Patrick. Hey, Jay, couldn't get through the call stack. Very popular topic, apparently. I'm going to agree with you on the patriotism thing and one-up you on it. We need to go on the attack. The Republican Party is not patriotic. They have consistently worked to undermine the United States in favor of multinational corporations. They have consistently weakened our system of constitutional checks and balances. They have consistently placed the interests of their party above the well-being of our country. They cower in fear of terrorists like the United States was some kind of second-rate country who should live in fear rather than the powerhouse country that we are. Next time someone challenges your patriotism, ask them if they are a Republican. If they are, rattle off the top 4 points and tell them they are not patriotic, that they are weak on terrorism. One thing I think is hard for progressives to deal with is that we ourselves, as much as earthlings as we do Americans, that we care, I think, as much about earthlings, I think he's going to say. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. When we look at a foreign policy, we think of what's good for both sides of the equation. A patriotic classic definition, and especially in the Republican definition, looks only at what's good for his country. I've emailed with a conservative in the past, and that's exactly his attitude. Yeah, I've run into that too, and see, that's why I think we need to redefine that. And that's why I think we need to get into this whole thing about patriotism. That's why we need to have more dialogue on it. 9:31, 31 minutes after the hour. I'm going to take calls coming up here, I promise. But we're going to look at traffic with Gina. Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound 25, I-70 Spear. That's about the only slow pocket we still have right now. Just want to remind you that 14th is still shut down between Spear and Delaware. That's a good area to avoid there. They're working on that for the next month or so. CDOT also has closed the eastbound bore of the Hanging Lakes Tunnel, Glenwood Canyon. That repair is going to be going on throughout the day today at least. Could be longer. Traffic split on that westbound side is definitely going to cause you to slow down. Weather today, partly cloudy. Some winds by afternoon, high of 67. Right now it's fair and 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The inaugural season of Dick's Sporting Goods Park kicks off April 7th in Commerce City. This fully lit multi-field soccer.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
And you can always go out there and see my friends, Tom and Marv Alshear, Gerard Menard, Spanky Herrera, any of the folks working out there are good guys. Freddie Labrato, and the list just goes on and on. Johnny Mays, of people who will go the extra mile to help you out and to make sure that you get what you want. And on top of that, the selection is endless. Man, I walked that whole thing Saturday. No golf cart for me. I walked it. And the selection is just huge. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there. They're open tonight until 9 p.m., and they open up at 9 a.m. So Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's when you can go by Rockies and save yourself some big bucks. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They are the people to see to get the most bang for your car buck. And once again, thanks to everybody who came out for the early bird sale. Had a great time. Can't wait to do it again.
Here's the thing about college. It's expensive. I've got enough money for first semester, but second semester? Yikes.
Coming up short? Listen, if you need money for college, just call College Loan Corporation. We've got the student loan you need to help pay for college expenses. And after you're approved, you could have your money in as little as a few days.
Our son just started college, but we're already having trouble covering all the expenses. We need some help.
Textbooks, classes, room and board, we can help you get the loan you need to pay for it all, even a new computer. To find out how much money you can get, call 1-800-900-3496.
My scholarship money covers my tuition, but as far as housing goes, I guess I'll just sleep on my friend's couch.
Coming up short? Don't sweat it. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Find out how much loan money you can get to help pay for school. For free information, call 1-800-900-3496. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-900-3496.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I was the only one who voted. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. No, thank you very much to Westword, and really appreciate that. It's a real honor to win that. Breezy, high today, 71. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
I think it's an honor to be called unpatriotic by draft-dodging Dick Cheney. But I'd like to get to my point. I mean, how shall I say? Consider the source.
Yeah, except, you know something? Well, I don't want to say this on the air because it would be too harsh.
I know, but we can think it.
Yeah, okay. How,
I mean,
about
sort of like
how about this? F him.
Yeah. But, I mean, we got a whole bunch of people who never showed up for Vietnam who are now, how shall I say, wrapping themselves in the flag. And I just consider the source.
Well, I'm the man to unwrap them.
I know you are. That's why I say take it as a badge of honor, friend. Yeah, what I really wanted to say real quick is we now have no credibility in the Bush administration. So the current spin is basically putting the Bush administration behind the credibility of our generals. And unfortunately, the IAVA person that was on just a little while ago, the folks in Iraq are now learning what my generation learned in Vietnam in the late 60s and early 70s. And that's a thing called Brown Star Generals. You consider that anyone that got a third or fourth star was, in almost all circumstances, promoted because of their political connections and supporting Nixon or Johnson. That's why we consider them to be brown stars.
Yeah. I've noticed, and I noticed yesterday, that Dan Bartlett, who is the White House counselor, was making that same argument again.
Mm-hmm.
About, well, we're shocked, I'm paraphrasing him, but we're shocked that the American people would stand for the idea that Congress would take the responsibility away from or not follow the lead of those generals and those commanders. He didn't say generals, the commanders on the ground in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
The military's job is to execute policy. The civilian leadership's job is to formulate policy. So that's a false argument. And you're right. They wrap themselves up in it every chance they get.
Well, and Jay, just think back now. You look at Rumsfeld standing there and saying there is no insurgency for how many years?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And how many three- and four-star generals were sitting behind him in the photo op? Did they say anything? Did they blink? Did
No.
they shake their head? No. They knew where their money and where their promotions are coming from. Now think about we're winning or we've got a new strategy. What number strategy is this from our high command? I mean, is it five that haven't worked and we're now on the sixth, or is it the tenth that hasn't worked and we're now on the 11th?
This is as far as I know, this is the fifth time we tried this.
Okay. But the basic thing is, even a good man like Petraeus, who I happen to respect, how shall I say this? He writes a book before he gets promoted that basically says, you need hundreds of thousands more troops to win in Iraq. Then he gets another star and goes over and says, oh, no, we don't need that. Was he lying then or is he lying now? And that's my entire point.
Yeah,
we've got a bunch of generals that we can't trust.
Yeah, and it's remarkable that nobody in Congress or the media either brings that up or questions him about it. And now their big deal is to have these guys go over there like Lindsey Graham and like John McCain, and make these incredibly bizarre statements about being able to walk around neighborhoods and the safety factor. And every time they make it, every correspondent that I know of, with the exception of the Foxaganda channel, which I don't watch because that's not news, that's a joke, but every one of them gets on and says, well, I don't know what you're talking about, because here's what I have to go through every single day. And we had four Americans, I believe it was last week, killed in the green zone, which is supposed to be the most fortified area there is. So what are these guys talking about? What are they saying? Where are they getting this from?
Jay, in 1971, almost at the end of Vietnam, I could walk any by myself, no sidearm. I was an officer. I could walk almost any place I wanted to in Saigon. And I could walk most places or go by, small cab in the evenings, just about any place. The concept that we are winning when we are, the Crusader Knight sitting in our green zone castle and everything else is hostile territory. I mean, if our generals think we're winning, they've had their head up there far too long.
Yeah, and it's sad. It's really, really, really sad.
Well, and Jay, the thing that I'm really concerned about is right now, remember we went into this thing for weapons of mass destruction? I forget what the number is. I know it's at least three times that the Iraqi resistance, and we're talking about the former intelligence services in Iraq, not al-Qaeda, but the so-called resistance over there is what they call themselves, have apparently been involved in setting off chlorine bombs.
Right.
Right now, they're just experimenting. When they get it right, or, God help us, wrong, then I think it's going to be a lot more American troops who are going to be essentially drowning on their own bodily fluids because of chlorine damage to their lungs. Are we ready for that?
No.
Okay. We're winning, though, right?
Yeah, well.
And you and I aren't patriots, according to Dick Cheney, right?
Yeah. But right. You know what? As I said before, F him, and you know what we are? And I still believe that we ought to mount a drive to unwrap the flag from around these people and take it back, because they don't have exclusive ownership of it. Ralph, thank you, and thank you for your service in Vietnam, and thanks for being outspoken, and thanks for calling the show.
Thank you, Jay. You are a patriot.
Well, I love you, too. Have a good day.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Matt in Denver. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hey, man. What's up?
I work at a company down here in Denver, large format printing company, and we'd love to make you some bumper stickers.
Oh, dude, you're on.
Yeah.
You're definitely on. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
And Mr. Turk will elicit your phone number. It's not the right word. Solicit your phone number, and he'll get that information from you, and also your email and everything else. And you and I will be talking within the next 24 hours.
Excellent.
All right, Matt. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Hang on. Okay.
All right. See, I'm going to do this whether some of you like it or not. Van and Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I was listening last hour, and I got to tell you, I completely agree with you. I've got this American flag baseball cap that I've owned since the mid-90s, early 90s. So, you know, it's got that sweat-stained look to it. When I wear it, I kind of look like a redneck. I'm 6'3", 220 white guy. So I wear that tore up blue jeans and a messed up T-shirt, and I look like a redneck with my American flag. And I think that you got to step up and get in these people's faces every time you have the opportunity, because I'm just sick of it. And I'll give you an example of what happened to me about 2.5-3 years ago when Rush Limbaugh came out with his Club Gitmo stuff. You remember that?
Oh yeah, sure I do.
Okay, so I had my redneck, American flag baseball cap on, I'm dressed out and I'm, out fooling around, with some friends. And, this guy, he walks up and he's got that Club Gitmo, T-shirt on that Rush was selling, ha ha, let's torture people. And I went up to the guy and I said, that T-shirt you're wearing is pretty un-American. Only communists and fascists believe in torture. And he looks at me, and he's like, who is this guy and why is he saying this to me? And I was going, you should be ashamed of yourself wearing that T-shirt. And basically, you don't give them any quarter because they're so used to just walking around. I mean, for the longest time on the left, liberals, just Americans have looked at the fringe right and just said, we don't really need to pay attention to them. They don't have that much power. It's better if we just ignore them, Well, what happened was is it took them about 35 years, and now they have power.
That's okay? Right. Boy, are you, Van, you are so right. Keep going.
And now they do have power, and ignoring them for the past 35, 40 years because they were crazy and they were authoritarian freaks has resulted in the last 6 years. So if we want to be Americans and keep being the greatest country on the planet for another 250 years into the future, then it's time for us, the progressives in this country, to step up and claim what is ours.
Fight. Yeah, man, you are so dead on. And the thing that happened to me that made me think of this over the weekend too was that I had on a hat that was a because I was going to be outside. There was had a race thing on it, and there's a form of racing that I really really like. I like it a lot, and it's called A1GP. And it's where these countries race in open wheel racers and they race against each other. And I follow it like crazy. And they have an American team, which incidentally, this last race in Mexico City, we finished third, which was great. Best performance ever. And they have an American team. And I thought to myself, I should have one of those hats with the American team on it that has patriotic colors. And let somebody ask me about it. And I'll tell them. And that's what I should have had on.
Yep.
Because we got to show it, man.
Yep.
We got to take it back, don't you think?
Yeah, I absolutely do. There's no reason, it's like that Joe Republican riff that Tom Tomorrow had on his website.
Right, exactly.
It's time to, wake Joe up to the fact that, unions are in your camp. You may complain about illegal immigration. Well, you want to know when illegal immigration really got its start? Well, it was back in the 70s when they opened up the borders to try to bring scabs open to bust up what, our buddy Shea was doing, It's like, you know what this is all about? This is about hurting you. It's about hurting unions. It's about hurting the workers. And it's just, I want it all back. I want it all back.
Yep, exactly. You know what? Exactly. You're 100% right. And that's why people like Tom Tancredo, who today declared he's running for the president, good, Tom, run for the moon. That's why they talk.
He wins the nomination.
Yeah, me too. That's why they talk out of both sides of their mouth. Hey, Van, thank you, man.
Have a great day, Jay.
You
rule.
Thanks. Love you, too. All right. Van the man says it. By the way, a couple of things in the news you ought to know about. Number one, the Supreme Court has sided against the Bush administration when it comes to regulating greenhouse gases. That decision just coming down. And number two, Phil Klein, who is the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, has resigned. I used to know Phil Klein. He's a decent guy, but there's just trouble, as always, in the Chicago Police Department. I think they should appoint Tommy the commie superintendent. Then things will get a lot better. 9:49, 49 minutes after the hour. Here's Rick with traffic.
Okay, drive around town is looking pretty good. Starting to loosen up on that. Drive southbound on I-25, coming down from I-70, approaching 38th. Also looking a whole lot better as we head across the elevated portion of I-70. And the rest of the highway drive loosening up pretty good across 225. No problems on 470 or 6th Avenue. Getting to and from Boulder, pretty good speeds on the turnpike right now. But keep in mind, downtown going to be pretty busy today with opening day for the Rockies, especially in the Lodo area. Weather forecast, partly sunny, rather breezy this afternoon. Highs getting up near 70, though. For tonight, look for a few sprinkles around, nothing severe. Overnight, low 32. And then tomorrow, a cooler day, and the wind will die down. High of 58. Right now, it is 52 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
They're new to the neighborhood. Eddie Bauer at 29th Street in Boulder. Be there for the grand opening Friday, April 6th.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
If you have a lawsuit pending and you need cash right now, this radio commercial could change your life. You have bills to pay and money is a problem. Your court date seems a lifetime away. Well, if you can't afford to wait any longer, call Personal Injury Capital now at 1-800-700-1870. We can give you the cash you need immediately, from $500 to $50,000 or more. And if you lose your case, you don't have to pay us back. Just keep the money. To find out how much cash you can get right now, call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
I was desperate. My bills were backed up and my creditors were hounding me. When I got a check for $20,000, it was a lifesaver.
We've helped thousands of people with pending lawsuits get the money they need and help them put their lives back together. Call right now to find out how much cash you can get. Call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shovel. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Time.
A right given by God.
9:53, 53 minutes after the hour. Breezy. High at 8:71, AM 760 Progressive Talk. I just had a guy send me this whole thing about Al Gore's house. Now, this whole thing about that his house is not energy efficient. And that story has been debunked so many times. And here's how he does it. This is an eye-opener. Look over the descriptions of the following two houses and see if you can tell which one belongs to the environmentalist. Then he goes through house one. Then he goes through house two. And then he goes house one, 20-room energy-guzzling mansion is outside Nashville, and of course, then he says, it's Al Gore's house. Well, you know what? I'm not going to name your name. You send me other right-wing stuff like this before. I would challenge you to go to the internet and do some research on it and look it up, and you will find out that Mr. Gore buys little or no power at all from the Tennessee Valley Authority. He generates it on his own and, in fact, sells excess electricity back to the Tennessee Valley Authority. That is a right-wing chain letter email smear. Okay? And it's a drag. Here's an email from a guy. You can do this at am760.net. I do sort of challenge your notion of not addressing the right-wingers' patriotism. I also say that they do have an exclusive rights to a certain notion of the flag. It goes like this. They are dedicated and committed to the flag itself and don't care much for what it stands for. We are dedicated and committed to what it stands for but don't care much for the piece of cloth itself. Well, you see, that's another typical, useless linguistic BS, you know, no. Because here's the thing, okay? It's the people who are independent, and it's the people who fall in the category of swing voters, and it's public opinion that I'm seeking to influence. That's what I'm seeking to do. And I don't care how many theory discussions we get into about this. You know what? I'm going to do it. And I firmly believe that we should do this. Because I've had enough. And not only that, you know what? It hurts you. It hurts me. It hurts progressive talk. Because they're allowed to get away with this. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm not running anymore. And you know what? I'm not, and I never ran to begin with, but I'm not being quiet about it either. Okay? Well, I also want to give a plug for A1 GP, which is A1 Grand Prix. They're going to make the announcement at the last race that they're switching to ethanol. I had a guy send me an email saying ethanol is not a good thing. And one of these days I'm going to open that topic up, and I want to get your input about ethanol. Because more and more people now in the race world are moving in that direction, trying to care about the environment. And I think that's a really good positive thing. Lou in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Lou, you have approximately 2.5 minutes. Utilize it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello, Jay?
Yes.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Lou. As I told you, I'd like to make a quote first, if I could. St. Clair Lewis, who said back in the 1930s during the Nazi regime that when fascism comes to America, it will come wrapped in a... I spent 3.5 years in the military, 20 years in law enforcement. And I can assure you, nobody calls me a non-patriotic. I got a flag flying in my front yard. I'm a Democrat, I'm a liberal, and I got bumper stickers on my car. And I challenge these people. Don't dare call me non-patriotic. I got a website, a blog, where I write letters to the editor. I get them published. I don't just write them. I've had 150 published.
Okay, hurry up because I'm running out of time. Plug your blog.
www.lewsviews.com. L-E-W-S, views.com.
All right, Lou. God bless you, man. I'm glad you called. You rock.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
He's got the right idea. All right. We blew this thing up. We let it float. Now we're going to let the air...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
1-800-300-0338.
Kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Dayton Auto Center at their new location at 1444 Chester in Aurora. Stop in for a free estimate by their ASE-certified techs. Call for an appointment at 303-343-1666. That's 303-343-1666 for Dayton Auto Center.